April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, the protests that have broken out at America's college campuses don't look like they're going to stop anytime soon, at least not in the blue states, where all of the administrators and the government have decided to basically allow these puerile children who are pro-terrorists to continue their activities ad infinitum. Why? Well, because they must be humored. NBC reporter Stephanie Gosk, she says that the protesters at Columbia University, for example, are not going anywhere, despite the fact that the semester is coming to an end pretty soon.
You know, Columbia University extended the deadline for the tent encampment here by 48 hours, but that deadline runs out tonight at midnight, and the students I've spoken with here say they aren't going anywhere. As you mentioned, tension around the country is growing, it's spreading, it's leading to dramatic confrontations with police and dozens of arrests.
Well, as it turned out, the deadline for that deal passed and nothing happened because it turns out that the administrators are a bunch of cowards. They're running scared from their own faculty. They're running scared from themselves because they all agree with these students, obviously, and they are running scared from these students. And all of this raises a question. The students who are doing this sort of stuff, 18, 19, 20-year-old students who are paying $80,000 a year or on scholarship to major in a useless field at a place like Columbia University, these are some of the richest, most privileged people in the history of the world by any stretch of the imagination. And yet there they are protesting not just Israel, of course, not just in favor of actual honest-to-God terror groups, but against America. Because let's be real about what these people will like and what these people don't like. The thing they really don't like most of all is America and the West that has given them extraordinary levels of privilege. They hate that West. They think that that West is the source of victimization. They think that West is exploitative, and they seek to tear it down. It's the only reason, as I've been saying for legitimately years at this point, that you would see something like Queers for Palestine, which is inherently self-contradictory. It makes absolutely no sense. You would not see drag queen story hours in favor of Hamas, but you do. And the only reason is because you have a coalition of people who believe that the entire system is itself evil and wrong and corrupt. So who are these kids who make up the system? Well, today we have case 1A. That is a person named Kaimani James. So Kaimani James is a student at Columbia University, not just a student at Columbia University, Kaimani James, who says that he goes by he, she, they. Kaimani James is one of the organizers of this pro-Hamas protest. In fact, was directly negotiating with the leadership of Columbia. Now, here is the thing. You don't have negotiations with students. The students pay, they're a client, to come to the university. But they're only a client under certain circumstances. Namely, they abide by the rules that apply to the clients in an establishment. If you walk into a restaurant, you're a client of the restaurant. If you proceed to take off your pants and underwear, they're going to have you arrested. You have now violated the rules of the establishment. Well, these students are in no position to, quote unquote, bargain with the administration. They're not in a labor situation with the administration. They're not in any sort of forced relationship with the administration. So where exactly is the leverage point? The leverage point is simply the weakness of the administration. So here is Kaimani James announcing that he, she, they has had communications with the Columbia administration and has achieved concessions from the Columbia administration. Again, there's a large-scale difference between the administrations at universities like Columbia and what's happening down at University of Florida, for example, where you're also seeing some pro-Hamas protesters, but they've all been issued with rules. And the rules are you can use free speech, but you can't violate the following statutes. You cannot trespass. If you do, if you violate these statutes, you will be thrown out of the university, which is the way that universities ought to treat protests. You're doing fine. You're in the free speech category until you're not. And when you're not, then you get arrested. But here is Kaimani James, obviously a person to be reckoned with at the Columbia University level.
This morning, Columbia University issued a written commitment to engage in further negotiations for at least 48 hours. This is a win for us. Our negotiation team has committed not to participate in a bargaining process so long as the university attempts to extract concessions by police or military force. After forcing students, the majority of whom are Palestinian, Black, Brown, and Jewish students, from marginalized backgrounds to wait in the cold overnight to find out if they would be attacked and arrested by the NYPD or National Guard, early this morning we won the concession that the university will not call law enforcement on our peaceful protest.
So, who are people like Kaimani James? Well, here's what we know about Kaimani James. This is a person who's been featured in the pages of the Boston Globe since his youth. Okay, so the Boston Globe actually ran a piece about Kaimani James in 2021, talking about this incredible activist. Quote, as a global pandemic raged last fall and battles over school reopening plans turned bitter, a 17-year-old high school senior named Kaimani James was sworn in as the student representative on Boston's school committee. From the confines of his bedroom, where he logged into marathon school committee meetings on Zoom and peppered Twitter with his sharp critiques and pointed questions, James became an unlikely force in Boston politics last winter as he advocated for the city's 50,000 students. Outspoken and relentless in his quest for answers, the teenager's direct approach at times contrasted starkly with the more cautious, guarded takes of his school committee elders, all of them political appointees who serve at the pleasure of the mayor. You know that expression defies the laws of physics? I defy the laws of politics, James said. I answer to the students and not to anyone else. Known for his scathing critiques of Boston schools, James is also a sterling example of the system's potential. A young Black man raised by a single immigrant mother in a South Boston housing development, nurtured by teachers who recognized his potential, accepted by one of the city's best public high schools, and then by a prestigious Ivy League college, Columbia University. So in other words, the system worked to help a person from an impoverished background get ahead, and he proceeds to attack the system. Why? Because this is what makes you famous in America today as a young person. If you wish for attention, the best way to attain attention, if you're a young person at this point, is aggressive victimhood, an aggressive sense of aggrievement, even from a society that is helping you along at every step, that wants to see you succeed. And the best shield you have against a claim that you are not, in fact, being victimized or being helped is your intersectionality. Because no matter how many times you say, the system has helped you get ahead, the system has helped you go from impoverished single mom background to Columbia University, you can say, ah, but I am still a victim of that same system. Because after all, I am fill in the blank, Black, gay, trans, Palestinian, queer, whatever term you want to use. This entire Boston Globe piece, which again is about a 17-year-old, is about a person who has been cultivating professional victimhood for his entire teenage lifetime. There's a picture of him, for example, chanting with a crowd during a March for Our Lives rally in 2018. That was 3 years prior. So that's when he was 14, going to rallies and politically rallying. James ended up quitting that particular committee. Why? Because he was a victim. According to the Boston Globe, just a little later, quote, a high school senior resigned as Boston School Committee's student representative Thursday, saying administrators had silenced students' voices and that he has deep concerns about a nonprofit group that oversees the district-wide student council. Kaimani James, a senior at Boston Latin Academy, said he stepped down after concluding that the district's leaders, including administrators, staffers, and school board members, were racist and adultist in overlooking concerns by him and his fellow students, most of whom are Black and Latino. Another dozen students with similar complaints resigned from the Boston Student Advisory Council, according to a district-wide student government board, according to James. He said, I had no choice but to resign. I can't be part of a system that tells kids, oh, we're listening to you, but their actions are the complete antithesis. Okay, well, here's the thing about Kaimani James. Again, this is a person who has cultivated victimhood his entire lifetime. And you can see the apotheosis of this approach in a disciplinary hearing that was held with Kaimani James and the Columbia University administration. And I'm using him as an example because he's a stand-in for literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of idiot students the country over. So Kaimani James was called on the carpet by Columbia's administration a few months ago. Why? Because Kaimani James had suggested that he wanted to kill a Zionist. This is about a 6-minute clip. We're going to break it down here because it really is all the things. It's all the things. It is the entire mentality. I am a victim, therefore I get to be an aggressor. I have been helped by the American system, therefore America is evil. The people who have largely put me in a position of privilege and power are people who do not share my race. But white supremacy is the great threat to everything. Again, the system that gave this person prominence is the system that this person is now attacking. And he is an organizer at Columbia, pro-Hamas organizer at Columbia. There is a reason why. A system that is too weak to give values to its children ends up being eaten by them. And that is exactly what we are watching right now. So here is Kaimani James. He live streamed a disciplinary hearing. So there's a disciplinary hearing going on his laptop here. And he's live streaming it to all of his friends over here. Here he is.
My name is Sasha Lakatoway. I'm one of the associate directors in the Center for Student Success and Intervention.
I'm Kaimani James. I use he, she, they pronouns. Zionist in my DM wanting to meet up and fight. I don't fight to injure or for there to be a winner or a loser. I fight to kill. See y'all in New York, January 2024.
Mm-hmm. So that's specifically what we're going to be discussing today. Do you see why that's problematic in any way?
No.
Do you think that there's a serious weight in taking someone else's life?
I think there is a serious weight in taking someone's life. And at the same time, I think that taking someone's life in certain case scenarios is necessary and better for the overall world. And so I personally have never killed anyone. Thank the Lord that no one has put me in that position. Though when Hitler died, the world rejoiced. Everyone looks back at that time period and said that Hitler needed to die because he was exacting an immense amount of harm against the world. And so just like that, during the Haitian Revolution, their Haitian slaves had to kill their masters in order to gain their independence. And these were masters who were white supremacists. What is a Zionist? A white supremacist. And so, let's be very clear here.
Okay, so here is the line of argument from this radical who has been pampered by the system. Boston Latin Academy. Boston Public School Board, Columbia University, and now has been adding on various armorial protections of intersectionality in order to act as a shield against his own radicalism. I'm not being attacked because I'm wrong or terrible or pro-Hamas or promoting actual murder. I'm being attacked because I'm gay, trans, queer, non-binary, black, right? That's the shtick. More on this in just a second. There recently have been a lot of headlines, people saying things like pop stars will dedicate proceeds from their concerts to abortion, which is insane. We need to stand up for life now more than ever. My friends at Preborn are helping lead the charge in the battle for life. Their network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, often right next to abortion clinics. Every day they rescue 200 unborn babies from abortion. Preborn does that by showing a mom her child on ultrasound. When the expectant mom hears her baby's heartbeat on the ultrasound, her baby's chance at life could double. Preborn offers moms who choose life assistance for up to 2 years. Every time you see a celebrity donating to death, we can respond by donating to life. One ultrasound costs just $28 and can save a life. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to help save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 unborn babies. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. To donate, dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Once more, preborn.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, more deep thoughts with the leader of Generation Z. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Maya.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a leader of Generation Z who's being treated with kid gloves by the Columbia administration. His name is Kaimani James. Well, he, she, they's name is Kaimani James. So this person says, this person put out a statement saying that he wanted to kill Zionists. Not going to come to fight. I'm going to come to kill. And then this person goes further and says that basically there have been justified deaths in history. Among the justified deaths, according to Kaimani James, are the deaths of Hitler, and also apparently all the violence of the Haitian Revolution. Now, the Haitian Revolution, we should point out at this point, was the most violent uprising in the history of slave uprisings. About 75,000 white people died during the Haitian Revolution, including the mass killing of families. So there are a lot of problems with the actual activities of the Haitian revolutionaries, even if you agree with their cause, which I think everyone does. But he goes further. He then says that just like French white people deserve to be killed during the Haitian Revolution, just like Hitler deserved to die, because Hitler did deserve to die, so too do Zionists, who are in fact just white supremacists. Now again, this is a nonsensical argument. Zionists as white supremacists makes zero sense. First of all, you are assuming, under this rubric, that every Jew is white, which is not true. Second, you are assuming that Jews fit within white in the intersectional hierarchy, which again is weird, since if you're talking about historically victimized peoples, the Jews rank number one on the list, very, very high. You don't have to do comparative victimhood, though, for Jews, because, again, Jews also are disproportionately successful, which is why they're quote-unquote white supremacists, right? The viewpoint here that is being promoted by Kaimani James is that because Jews are disproportionately successful, both in the Middle East and in the United States, they are white supremacists, and calling for a Jewish state, which is what Zionism is, just that the Jews deserve a state, just like there are Christian states and Muslim states. That is a form of white supremacy, even though more than half of the Jews in Israel are brown. So basically, he's making the case that every person who is for a Jewish state should be killed because they're like Hitler or like the white people who were killed during the Haitian Revolution.
Be very clear here. I'm not saying that I'm going to go out and start killing Zionists. What I'm saying is that if an individual who identifies as a Zionist threatens my physical safety in person, i.e. puts their hands on me, I am going to defend myself. And in that case scenario, it may come to a point where I don't know when to stop. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. There should not be Zionists anywhere. Zionists are Nazis.
For my identity as a black queer woman in New York City, obviously if I'm on the train and I'm sexually assaulted and or harassed in some way, like, I may terrorize class of mine, right? Doing and saying that versus saying that, you know, you fight to kill. And you made a comment earlier where you stated that you may not know your own strength behind why, or you may not have the resistance to stop. Right? That is kind of like what I'm taking from what you were sharing, that it could get to that point.
Okay, both of them have taken a break, everyone. So
okay, so pause it there. So now Kaimani James turns to the camera and is talking to his friends about what he's just experienced. So, first of all, the person interviewing him is a black queer woman. Again, the intersectionality here is just like, it's so strong. And I understand what you're saying. I understand your feelings. Okay, first of all, this is a person who just said Zionists should die and do not deserve to exist. And said that to the administration of Colombia, who's treating him with kid gloves. And then having competitive intersectional bona fides fights. Well, as a black queer woman, I understand what you're saying, that if someone put their hands on me, I might slap them. Like, what? 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 But this is what happens when you have an entire system built to coddle aggressive victims. And it continues because Kaimani James is live streaming this to his friends. By the way, still on the campus as a student organizer. So were there any repercussions? Apparently not. Here's Kaimani James.
So these are two black women. I just wanted to throw that out there. So I'm not too keen on going too, but these are two black women in the meeting, just in case y'all couldn't tell already. But these are two black women. The meeting's a joke. They definitely were hoping that I was going to walk back the I fight to kill. Your initial letter from your office mentioned that this meeting will determine if it needs to reach or go to a disciplinary hearing. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'll be being notified about in 24 to 48 hours.
That, and it can also be that we need additional information. All of our letters are standard, so it depends on kind of like everything that you disclosed to us today and what we discussed.
Right. Okay, then. Well, thank you.
No problem.
A lot of people agree that Hitler needed to die in order for world order to move forward and in order to establish some inkling of world peace. And so if we can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some person need to die if they have an ideology that results in the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, if there are people like that who exist, shouldn't they die? Why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live? I'm confused. Zionists along
okay,
with
that's the white that's all we need from this person. Along with all white supremacists need not to exist. That's how he concludes. So, lied to the administration. And that was just about a personal conflict if I might have with the Zionist, which means Jew, obviously. But all of them need to not exist. This person not only was accepted to Columbia. They knew all this beforehand. They knew all this beforehand. Kaimani James was accepted to Columbia after being called into a school committee meeting and saying, quote, I hate white people in 2021, and then ended up at Columbia. So when you wonder what's going wrong with the next generation, understand that people like Kaimani James have been pampered. They've been bred by an entire ideology that suggests that power lies in aggressive statements of victimhood that allow you to literally call for wiping entire groups of human beings off the planet Earth based on ideology. That's what these protesters are. All right, coming up, why are all these Gen Zers out there standing for Hamas? The answer is not really about Israel or Hamas. It's about hatred for the West. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Work.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. Now, the real question in all of this is why Gen Z is so hot on Hamas. Whenever people try to box in what's happening on these college campuses, well, it's just about Hamas or it's just about Israel. No, it's not. It's about the West. Do you want the future of the West to look like this? Do you want it to look like a bunch of mewling children who have been pampered by the system, have been given every opportunity by the system, and then wish to tear that system down in the name of some sort of transgressive value cult? People with murderous intent toward people of other groups, like whites and Jews? Does that seem like the kind of future you want to build here? And why precisely is the administration humoring all of this? Why is the administration humoring all of this? And the answer is the administration is humoring all of this because the administration at a root level agrees with all of this. They do not like the system that they themselves are purveying. This is what happens when the revolutionaries end up running the system. The next revolutionaries eat them. The revolution always eats its own. Remember, every administrator, every college president in the country right now, these huge swaths of them, these are all people who came up during the 60s and 70s when all of the good classical liberals were thrown out and the wild leftists came in. And now they don't know what to do with the next generation of wild leftists. And so they're allowing the wild leftists to basically run the campus. So, for example, USC has now canceled its main commencement ceremony after protests and arrests. According to Axios, USC is the first known major university to cancel a graduation ceremony over the demonstrations, potentially opening the door for other schools with campus protests to follow suit. The main ceremony usually brings 65,000 people to USC, but they're freaked out because they are deeply afraid that many of their own students are going to cause trouble. Meanwhile, at Northwestern University, faculty, according to Guy Benson, are allowing people to miss classes to attend the Hamas Solidarity Rally encampment that the university has clearly stated violates policy and is not permitted. One class has actually been moved to the site of the illegal protest. And meanwhile, the authorities are arresting some people across the country, but certainly not enough. In red states, these things are not continuing because in red states, it turns out that the government is in fact stepping in and arresting people who are violating the law. And if they keep violating the law, they will keep getting arrested. It is only in blue states where they continue to foster flag-burning, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah, anti-Western radicals taking over these campuses. And then they negotiate with them. And here's the thing. Joe Biden is going to continue to allow all of this to happen. So Republicans have been calling for a cut to federal funding for universities that allow for the violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, which is, in fact, the proper response by the federal government to universities violating federal law. Now, again, you want to argue with the content of the Civil Rights Act with regard to what sort of speech is protected on campus and all the rest? Those are arguments I can hear. You want to argue that it doesn't apply to Jews, but it does apply to every other group? Now, I think that you are a hypocrite and a liar. So Joe Biden is not going to cut funding. Why? Because he's attempting to buy off all these young voters. He wants their votes. He wants Kaimani James to vote for him. And all he's going to have to do is keep bending over. He's going to have to keep bending over backwards for Kaimani James and the rest. Because they have no endpoint. There is no point at which the revolution is actually achieved. According to Politico, there are a few bars that you have to pass in order to get the federal funding out of these universities. First, an investigation from the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. That can take a while, but there's no reason it has to take a while. Also, anti-Semitism has not been defined under civil rights law in the same way that, for example, anti-black activity has. But if you are shouting... about the Yehud, that's a pretty good indicator that anti-Semitism is being engaged in. Again, an environment of anti-Semitism has clearly been created on campuses like Columbia University. And Joe Biden has refused to even consider the possibility about pulling funds. The White House say they are closely monitoring the campus protests unfolding. Bates says, while every American, this is Andrew Bates, the spokesperson for the White House, while every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students in the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. They have no place on any college campus or anywhere in the United States of America. Yeah, but you're not doing anything about it, I noticed. And the reason they're not doing anything about it, they want the votes. They want the radicals. Donald Trump is right about this. Donald Trump says, listen, people all over the world are laughing at us. And that is correct. Joe Biden is a weakling. He can't even stop these screaming teenagers from intimidating Jewish students on campus and waving Hamas flags. Here's President Trump correctly calling out the Biden administration.
This Board House is locked down. There's not a person within five blocks. They have more police here than, and I call them New York spiders because that's what they are. And they don't want to be doing this either. They'd like to be straightening out conditions, and they'd like to be at the colleges and making sure that they don't have what's happening, because what's happening at the colleges is a disgrace. All over the world, people are laughing at us. This is the worst run country right now, probably anywhere, just about. You don't get much worse.
Okay, and then Trump went on to say that Joe Biden made a huge deal out of Charlottesville, which he did. He said Charlottesville was nothing compared to this. By the way, he's right. Statistically speaking, he is correct. You're talking about tens of thousands of students all across the country who are engaged in pro-Hamas rallies, waving Hezbollah and Hamas flags, as opposed to a couple of hundred morons at the Unite the Rally, Unite the Right Rally. That was the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville in 2017. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First,
we are happy to announce a new product, Jeremy's Razors for Women. Ladies, get a great smooth shave and enjoy knowing that your hard-earned money is going to a company that celebrates and supports women being women. Get yours today at jeremysrazors.com.
Trump put out a statement on Truth Social saying crooked Joe Biden would say constantly that he ran because of Charlottesville. Well, if that's the case, he's done a really terrible job, because Charlottesville is like a peanut compared to the riots and anti-Israel protests happening all over our country right now. And it's Crooked Joe's fault, because he sends the wrong message every single time. The fact is that Crooked Joe Biden hates Israel and hates the Jewish people. The problem is that he hates the Palestinians even more, and he just doesn't know what to do. Well, that last part is discombobulated. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. What is clear, however, is that Joe Biden is weak in the face of all of this, because he is, in fact, unbelievably weak in the face of all this. So the White House then blasted Trump for saying that Charlottesville was peanuts compared to this. But the White House won't even make clear statements. Joe Biden has made one statement so far, and in that statement, he has condemned the anti-Semitic activities on campus and also condemned people who, quote-unquote, don't understand the plight of the Palestinians, which is both sizing it, if ever there was some. Meanwhile, they've deployed the second gentleman, Douglas Emhoff, the only Jew they could find, to go speak with the Columbia University Hillel director, along with an Orthodox rabbi affiliated with the school. He called up the Hillel director, Brian Cohen, and Orthodox Union JLIC rabbi, Ellie Buckler, and he recognized that while every American has the right to freedom of speech and to protest peacefully, hate speech and calls for violence against Jews is both anti-Semitic and unacceptable. Let's just be real about this. It wasn't Joe Biden who called. It wasn't Kamala Harris who called. It was Kamala Harris's husband, who shows up for asinine announcements about Hanukkah every year. Like, that's the official Jewish emissary, the envoy to the college kids who are Jewish and who are being intimidated off of campus. By the way, here's the thing. Joe Biden and his campaign, they're morons. You know how many points they could win with the American people for saying people who burn American flags and fly Hamas flags and shout from the river to the sea, Palestine, it shall be free, and shout about the killing of Jews, that those people are disgusting and we don't want their votes? You know how many more votes you would win by doing that? Young people don't even care about this. There is a new poll out from the Harvard Youth Poll 2024, 18 to 29 year olds. Okay, and here is what it finds. By issue, what are the issues that people actually care about? The major issues facing America, which is the most important. At the very bottom of the heap, of all the issues, number 16 of 16 is student debt, which Joe Biden has been trying to push out there, right? He's been saying, I'm gonna alleviate all your student debt, now all the youngs will vote for me. They don't care. They don't care. By the way, you want to know why they don't care about their student debt? Their student debt is racking up at a 0.07% interest rate. I mean, like, the interest rates on FAFSA loans are really, really, really low. Compared to other loans, that is not, and people are paying like $50 a month to pay back their student loans. But put that aside. The second to last issue on the list of concerns for 18 to 29 year olds, according to this Harvard Youth Poll, Israel-Palestine. Only 34% of these people call this a major issue. Only 34%. Among Democrats, only 37%. It is nearly last on the list. And that is where Joe Biden is putting his focus, because he has been completely captured by his idiot aides. Meanwhile, by the way, it should be worthwhile noting here that there is, in fact, a conflict in the Middle East in which Israel is, in fact, correct and Hamas is, in fact, wrong. But again, because Joe Biden wants to win those Dearborn, Michigan voters, he keeps trying to both sides it. Despite the fact that apparently yesterday, remember, the United States is idiotically, in asinine fashion, now trying to build a humanitarian aid pier in the Mediterranean. So what happened yesterday? Apparently, terrorists in the Gaza Strip then launched mortars at it. Remember, The claim is that Israel won't allow the aid into Gaza. That's not true. Israel's been allowing hundreds of trucks of aid into the Gaza Strip every day for months. But now, they are literally, Hamas is literally firing mortars at the humanitarian aid pier because they want the human suffering. They want the Palestinians to suffer, specifically so idiots on the left will continue to pretend that it's Israel doing it. UN officials were touring the site with Israeli troops at the time, and they had to be rushed to a shelter by the Israeli troops. So once again, the Israelis protecting the UN, and Hamas firing at the UN, and the UN targeting the Israelis. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court, which is just a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Right? Again, the ICC is a pseudo-court set up by the United Nations that supposedly has the power of international law behind it. But really what it is it's just a bunch of far-left and evil states that combine to target whomever they seek to target in the ICC. It has no real enforcement power unless you can get another one of the states, particularly in Europe, to enforce the rulings of the ICC. They're now attempting to bring individual cases against the Israeli prime minister, the Israeli defense minister, and the head of the Israeli army. So they're literally criminalizing the existence of the state of Israel at the International Criminal Court. The United States should pull its money forthwith. The ICC has always been a stupid idea, just like the UN. Both the ICC and the UN ought to be disbanded. The United States ought to pull all funding from both of those organizations because they are, in fact, trash. By the way, how do we know they're trash? The United States won't even make itself subject to the ICC. The United States has laws on the books that prevent its military from being dragged into the ICC. Why? Because we're afraid that our generals are going to get called in to the ICC and then arrested. We'll get some more on this in a moment. First, when it comes to maintaining and safeguarding our homes, the last thing we want to do is climb a ladder to clear out the gutters. Whether you're weary of gutter unclogging or you've never even seen your gutters from above, it's time to switch to a hassle-free solution with Leaf Filter. Right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Ben Shapiro. Leaf Filter will help you protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more. Leaf Filter utilizes an award-winning patented technology that helps keep everything out except water, ensuring your gutters stay clean and functional. Leaf Filter takes care of everything from start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection estimate and lifetime guarantee. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, and seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Ben Shapiro. That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Ben Shapiro. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household. Already coming up, the Supreme Court takes up a case with regard to presidential immunity and Donald Trump. And Trump may be in the driver's seat. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation.
See you there.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Donald Trump may get a win from the Supreme Court, at least in terms of timing. Democrats were hoping that Jack Smith's January 6th case was going to take Trump out of contention for the presidency, that they get a conviction really quick up in Washington, D.C., and this would allow Donald Trump to be convicted federally, and then he would be in a federal prison for the election. He still has a state trial going on in New York over this dumb hush money case. It really is not a hush money case. It really is just about 2016, because, again, hush money is actually not illegal. In the United States, people pay hush money all the time. The real question is whether he changed the outcome of the 2016 election illegally by paying hush money to a couple of ladies he had allegedly stooped. Okay, so that case is still ongoing. But the other case that's very dangerous for him, obviously, is the January 6th case. Well, Jack Smith has brought this case, and the Trump defense suggested that Trump has presidential immunity for his activities leading up to and on January 6th. And the argument basically is you can't prosecute a president after he leaves office, because if you prosecute a president after he leaves office, then you could prosecute him for literally anything. But there are many circumstances in which a president does something that if you were not the president, it could have legal ramifications. And if you just start prosecuting presidents post-presidency for things they did while they were president, well, then you're going to create a horrible set of incentive structures. Number one, the president won't be able to do things he actually does need to do. Number two, the president's never going to want to not be president. He's not going to give up that power very easily. The argument that was made by Jack Smith and company is that there is no presidential immunity. Now, where the Supreme Court is likely to land on this case is there is some form of presidential immunity, but only for actions within the scope of presidential duty. That if you're talking about things that are outside the scope of presidential duty, then you could theoretically be prosecuted post-presidency for all of that. Like Richard Nixon could have been prosecuted post-presidency, which is why he needed a pardon, after Watergate, for example, because that was done outside the scope of presidential duty. I have a feeling that's where the Supreme Court is going to land, but it's going to take months for the Supreme Court to rule on this case, and that may take us past the election, thereby taking this January 6th case off the table. According to the New York Times, the Supreme Court's conservative majority appeared ready on Thursday to rule that former presidents do have some degree of immunity from criminal prosecution, a move that could further delay the criminal charge against Trump on charges he planned to subvert the 2020 election. Such a ruling would likely send the case back to the trial court, ordering it to draw distinctions between official and private conduct, which, by the way, is the proper and correct answer. And you can see why. So, for example, Justice Samuel Alito, who is the second best justice on the court after Clarence Thomas, he says, if the president doesn't have immunity, then won't you have a problem with presidents never wanting to leave office?
I'm sure you would agree with me that a stable democratic society requires that a candidate who loses an election, even a close one, even a hotly contested one, leave office peacefully if that candidate is the incumbent.
Of course.
All right. Now, if an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Alito then made another argument, which was, well, if we are now going to basically say the presidents can be prosecuted for anything they did while they were president, wouldn't that mean, for example, that FDR could have been prosecuted post-World War II for many of the actions that he took during World War II? And the Justice Department actually said yes. They said yes, if there were no presidential immunity at all, that is what the predictable result would be.
Mr. Sauer and others have identified events in the past where presidents have engaged in conduct that might have been charged as a federal crime, and you say, well, no, that's not really true. This is page 42 of your brief. So what about President Franklin D. Roosevelt's decision to intern Japanese Americans during World War II? Couldn't that have been charged under 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against civil rights?
Today, yes, given this court's decision in Trump versus United States, in which Trump versus Hawaii, excuse me, where the court said Korematsu is overruled.
Well, that is going to be a problem. And now, on the other side of the aisle, obviously you do not want the president to have a complete immunity for anything you might do as president. So, for example, let's say the president orders the assassination of a political rival. That's going to be a problem. So Justice Sonia Sotomayor, she asked that question. She said, well, if the president decides that his rival is corrupt and wants the military to kill him, could he just do that and then be immune for that?
Now, I think, your answer below, I'm going to give you a chance to say if you stay by it. If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
He could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain.
Okay, so, again, I think that where the Supreme Court is likely to come down on this, they're likely to send this back to a lower court and say, no, there's no such thing as no presidential immunity, but we need to make clear what exactly the rules of presidential immunity are, which, by the way, is the proper response. But on a formal level, what this means is that the January 6th case is going to get kicked beyond the election, which is, in fact, a legal win for President Trump. Meanwhile, the economy is actually going the wrong way for President Biden. According to the Wall Street Journal, the dream of a Fed rate cut is slipping away. There was an economic report on Thursday. That economic report came in very weak. It showed a 1.6% GDP growth in the first quarter of the year, much weaker than expected. Not only that, inflation continues to accelerate. The annualized GDP chain price, measuring how much prices have gone up or down in the economy, helping to track inflation, actually jumped up to 3.1% from 1.6%. So you're starting to see renewed inflation and worse economic growth, which is precisely what you'd expect to see from an overspending economy. Joe Biden has poured too much money into this economy. Everybody knows it at this point. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, he says there are long odds now for a soft landing. That is correct. If there's a recession, by the way, before the election, Joe Biden is clearly not going to be reelected.
You yourself sound quite glum in the letter. Can you tell us a bit more about why that is?
So I'm not looking at a year. I'm not making a forecast. I'm trying to say, what are the range of possible outcomes? And last year and this year, I would put out the same issues. Huge amount of fiscal deficit, huge amount of QE, a lot of things in the future inflationary, the green economy, the remilitarization of the world, obviously the deficits, which, you know, basically aren't going to go away as far as the eye can see, and geopolitics. Mm-hmm. All that puts me on the side of caution that things may not go as well as people expect. The odds of a soft landing, the market kind of prices in 70%, I think it's half of that. You know, as a business person, I try to be prepared for all of that. Just a little cautious.
Again, Joe Biden has run this economy really, really badly. Everybody knows it at this point. It's the reason why he's still struggling in all of the polls. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here on Wednesday with more because the last couple of days of Passover are coming on Monday and Tuesday. We'll see you then. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
A tornado plows through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions. It wasn't clear Friday afternoon if anyone was injured or killed. Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into suburbs northwest of Omaha. College student protests over the war in Gaza have created a new challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump spoke to reporters Friday, saying he's ready any time to hold a debate with Biden.
Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually. But you tell me where. But we're ready. He's obviously not showing up now. We heard nothing. But he said today that, oh, I'd love to debate, but he won't debate. I don't think he'll debate. Maybe he will.
Biden did an interview with Howard Stern Friday morning, a last-minute interview. Meanwhile, Steven Spielberg is working with Biden's campaign. Friday, it was reported that Spielberg, a longtime Biden supporter, has been involved with meetings to help strategize for the 2024 election and the Democratic convention, where he's working on telling the Biden story. The director also appeared at a Biden campaign fundraiser in Los Angeles last year. More at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice a difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Bible.
The flu season is winding down.
Medical visits for flu-like illnesses dip below the threshold for what's considered an active flu season for 3 weeks straight. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Other indicators like hospitalizations and patient testing also show low and declining activity. No state is reporting a high amount of flu activity, but New England is seeing the kind of patient traffic that's usually associated with an active flu season right now. Since the beginning of October, there have been at least 34 million illnesses, 380,000 hospitalizations, and 24,000 deaths from the flu. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
California U.S. Senate candidate Adam Schiff getting a firsthand look at crime in his state. The House member from Southern California had his luggage stolen on a trip to San Francisco Thursday when his car was broken into while parked in a downtown parking lot. He was in town to meet with donors. News and analysis at townhall.com. Buckingham Palace says King Charles will resume public engagements next week after making encouraging progress in his cancer treatment.
The king was diagnosed with cancer after going into hospital for an unconnected health problem, in his case, an enlarged prostate. At the time, no further details were given on the type or stage of his cancer or his prognosis. That is still the case, though his medical team now say they are very encouraged by his progress and remain positive about his continued recovery. The palace says it's still too early to say how much longer the king's treatment will need to continue.
One of his first major engagements will be hosting a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan, who will visit the UK in June. The palace did not provide an update on the king's health or on his treatment. A new report says a company that owns TikTok would rather shut it down in the U.S. than sell it. More at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So right now, Hamas is running Columbia University. That appears to be the way things are at America's top universities, where students who pretty openly and obviously back terrorist groups are now violating all of the time, place, and manner restrictions at their various universities. They're violating their student codes. They're sitting out in the middle of the campus, obstructing other people from getting to class, shouting genocidal slogans at them, and the administrations, because they are filled with cowards, are doing nothing. Now, before we go any further into what's actually happening on these college campuses, I think it's kind of important to break down the free speech concerns that people correctly have about what is happening on these college campuses. So to understand that, you first have to understand that there are various factors that go into the actual legal obligations that various universities have with regard to their students. So on the one hand, you obviously have the First Amendment. The First Amendment applies differently at private universities and public universities. So the First Amendment suggests that you cannot have viewpoint discrimination on college campuses. That only applies in full at public universities. So, for example, if I want to speak at UC Berkeley and a student group properly invites me and they clear it through all the procedures, so they fulfilled the time, place, and manner restrictions, then I have a legal right to now speak at UC Berkeley. The same does not hold true when I go to speak at, say, DePaul University, which actually happened. When I showed up at DePaul University, which is a private Christian university, Jesuit university, when I showed up there, they didn't want me there. And despite the fact that I'm a mainstream political commentator, they threatened to arrest me if I set foot on the campus. They had the legal right to do that. Not only that, they actually got the Cook County Sheriff out there to arrest me if I set foot on the campus. Now, was that morally correct? Of course that wasn't morally correct. It was absurd. It was a restriction on the principles of free speech. Was it a legal violation of my rights? No, which is why I could not sue them, because they were a private university. So public universities and private universities do have different legal obligations with regard to viewpoint discrimination on campuses. And you can see why, because let's say that you have a Christian university. They have no obligation to bring in as a professor or a speaker somebody who is wildly pro-abortion, for example, or for that matter, somebody who's going to teach Judaism or Islam. It's a Christian university. Same thing, it's a yeshiva university, which is a Jewish university in New York. No obligation to have professors who are teaching radical Islam or something. Right? Viewpoint discrimination does not apply in the same way to private universities that it does to public universities. Then you have the question of time, place, and manner restrictions. Time, place, and manner restrictions, legally speaking, suggest you can have neutral laws that basically say you're allowed to protest during these particular hours. This doesn't just apply to universities. This applies in cities. It's why what protesters are doing is illegal when they walk onto a highway and block it. You actually have to have a permit in order to do certain protests at certain times in certain places. There are certain places in the United States where you have very broad leeway for speech. And so if you walk into a public park and you just start shouting about politics, good shot, they're probably protected. But even in public parks, if you're going to have a mass rally, there are time, place, and manner restrictions. You don't want it happening at 2 o'clock in the morning with a loudspeaker. There are people who live around, right? So those sorts of restrictions apply also. And then you have the final concern with regard to college campuses specifically, and that is Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, I have long argued that the Civil Rights Act, while obviously excellent in its intent, goes too far in many areas of American law, from applying to private accommodations to also its restrictions on speech at universities. It's an anti-discrimination law. It was designed, obviously, to allow black people to live fulsome lives in the United States. That's why, again, well-intended, and if I'd been around in 1964, I likely would have voted for the Civil Rights Act, despite all of my mitigating problems with the actual legal language of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. But it does go too far in a lot of areas. When it comes to Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, Title VI of the Civil Rights Act guarantees, it is a legal mandate under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, that the Education Department guarantee that college students have a right to a place that is free of a harassing environment on the basis of sex, on the basis of race, on the basis of ethnicity. Now, this obviously creates some kind of fraught situations with regard to free speech, right? Because you could see a situation in which a university tried to claim that particular types of speech are violative of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. But under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, for example, if you had a giant protest in the middle of a college campus in which black students were being harassed as they attempted to get to class with students screaming at them KKK slogans, the school would not just have the right to suspend the students and stop the protest, they'd have a legal obligation to do so or they would be in violation of the Civil Rights Act. That is one of the things that all these universities are now being banged upon, because these universities have created massive speech codes. And these speech codes theoretically are designed in order to quash violations of the Civil Rights Act on campus. Many of them go too far. This is a point that FIRE has made, the free speech group. This is a point they've made on campus. Many of these speech codes are not actually designed to avoid violations of the Civil Rights Act. They go way too far in attempting to prevent people from speaking freely. But it does happen to be the case that if you have, say, a bunch of pro-terrorist students on campus who are harassing Jews as they get to class by spitting on them, who are shouting things about the extermination of Jews between the river and the sea, who are suggesting that they want to globalize the Intifada, which is a violent, incendiary attempt to kill Jews in Israel and elsewhere, that would violate Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Now, again, you can make the case that some of the speech is borderline in sort of how it interplays between the Civil Rights Act and free speech. And I'd be sympathetic to that case. But on a legal level, the reality is that these universities cannot receive federal funding if they are acting in violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. And the Biden administration itself has made this clear. The Biden administration put out a statement. This is a letter that they put out to all of the schools back in November of 2023, talking specifically about this. They call it a Dear Colleague letter, reminding schools of their legal obligations under Title VI and its implementing regulations to provide all students a school environment free from discrimination based on race, color, or national origin, including shared ancestry or ethnic characteristics. And that includes harassment based on a person's shared ancestry or ethnic characteristics. So, again, there are legal issues at play here. Beyond that, when you look at Columbia University, which is now sort of the epicenter of the anti-Semitic pro-Hamas movement, when you look at Columbia University, they themselves have a student code of conduct. They're a private university. All colleges, by the way, can have student codes of conduct. And those student codes of conduct include things like don't commit crimes. Right? Well, the Columbia University student code of conduct specifically says that the basic principles of ethical conduct are, one, be honest, ethical, and truthful. Two, obey the law. These students are violating the law. They are trespassing right now. They're in violation of that law. The student code of conduct also suggests that everybody at the Columbia University experience, quote, are expected to conduct themselves in an honest, civil, and respectful manner in all aspects of their lives. I didn't realize spitting on Jews and threatening Israel with extermination was acting within that purview. Acting at the behest of terror groups and terror supporters was within that purview. So, again, there are many things that these students are violating. One is basic human morality. Don't be pro-terrorist. I know this is really rough stuff. Don't be pro-terrorist. Then, as to the questions of free speech, you get into sort of the complicated area of how free speech and civil rights law actually apply. But when you're talking about a private university like Columbia University, certainly Columbia has no obligation whatsoever to tolerate pro-Hamas students chanting anti-Semitic slogans on their campus. And in fact, they probably have a Title VI Civil Rights Act obligation not to allow that to happen on the campus, because it creates that harassing, discriminatory environment. Again, if you switch out the group that you're talking about to black students, you know this wouldn't be going on. You know that if there were a bunch of white supremacists at Columbia University who are chanting, blacks should not replace us, in the middle of the Columbia campus, that would last for one hot second in the middle of Columbia University campus before the police got called in. Columbia, however, has been bending over backwards because they don't want to tick off their faculty and their students, Because the ideological capture of these universities happened decades ago. This happened all the way back during the late 1960s, when you had student protest movements that decided they were just going to take over campuses, like take over college buildings, threaten actual deans. And the deans did nothing, because it turns out that the sort of classically left-wing liberal mindset of the deans back in the 1960s, this idea that they had to respect what the students were saying, even if those students were violating the law in doing it, and they had no moral sort of wherewithal to stand against the perspective of the students, allowed the students to run roughshod over them. One of the most evocative anecdotes about this, which I've talked about on the show before, Shelby Steele, who at the time was a black radical. Now, of course, he's more on the conservative side of the aisle. He writes in one of his books about how he was a student radical back in the 1960s. And he was at UC Berkeley, I believe. And he walked into the dean's office and he proceeded to start smoking a cigarette and letting the ash fall on the very expensive carpet. And he thought the dean was going to kick him out of the office and have him suspended. Instead, the dean kowtowed to him. Instead, the dean basically allowed him to do what he was going to do, because he had no ability, because of his own white guilt issues, to stand up to Shelby Steele, who was, a black radical at the time. And this is what you're seeing from the administration now. The administration, for two full generations, has been completely captured by the radicals. All those student radicals ended up as the actual admins at these universities. And then they hired professors at these universities. And this is why, for example, you are seeing professors who are joining in all of this. The biggest problem that these universities, people keep asking, why are these universities doing this? Why are they allowing this? The answer is, the universities are allowing this because they are completely staffed by people who agree with the pro-Hamas protesters, or at least in large part agree with them. And even if they don't agree with them, they're too weak-kneed to say, on principle, we don't like terrorism at this university. We don't like terror support at this university. And harassment of Jews is, in fact, a violation of our university policy. So Columbia, for example, has now moved to hybrid classes for the rest of the term, according to the New York Post, which is the highest form of cowardice. So instead of saying, we need to guarantee the ability of students to stay at the class, which is what you normally would do. If I were the head of a university, and as you'll see, many heads of universities who are not in liberal states are doing this. They're saying, you obstruct students, you're going to jail. If you violate the precepts of the university, you will get suspended or kicked out of the school. And then you're on your own, which is how a university ought to run. But they're not doing that at these universities. Columbia instead announced that its classes at the main campus would be held remotely for the final weeks of the semester. Provost Angela Olinto wrote in a Monday night notice, quote, it's vital that teaching and learning continue during this time. We recognize conditions vary across our campuses and thus are issuing the following guidelines. Classes on the Morningside Heights campus, which is the central campus, will be hybrid, technology permitting. Faculty without the means to provide hybrid classes were urged to fully consider the remote option and provide other accommodations liberally in the final days of the semester. So students are paying like 80 grand so that they can learn via Zoom. We'll get some more on this in a moment. First, when it comes to maintaining and safeguarding our homes, the last thing we want to do is climb a ladder to clear out the gutters. Whether you're weary of gutter unclogging or you've never even seen your gutters from above, it's time to switch to a hassle-free solution with Leaf Filter. Right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Ben Shapiro. Leaf Filter will help you protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more. Leaf Filter utilizes an award-winning patented technology that helps keep everything out except water, ensuring your gutters stay clean and functional. Leaf Filter takes care of everything from start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection estimate and lifetime guarantee. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, and seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Ben Shapiro. That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Ben Shapiro. See your representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household. Already coming up, more protests breaking out across the country on behalf of Hamas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Match when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, friends. Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba, Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, more protests breaking out across the country on our dumb college campuses. Over at various universities all across the United States, similar protests are breaking out because once you have student radicals who are being activated, as we will see, by the same groups and the same funders, once they feel mush, they push. And so you are seeing massive protests break out from Los Angeles to San Francisco, of course, to Chicago, to New York, to Washington, D.C. None of this is a giant shock. Harvard University has a big protest in the middle because they have nothing better to do. One of the places this is not happening is like the entire South. So again, if you look at the map of the United States where these big protests are happening, the answer is no place where the Republican governors are. And that is because left wingers are truly sympathetic to both the underlying position and to the idea that violation of the law is okay depending on your principles, which again is reminiscent of BLM. This is very reminiscent of the BLM riots, in which the left basically said, well, you know, we don't love the riots, but we can understand where they're coming from. It's just the passion that we love. It's really the passion. So what exactly is happening at places like Columbia? Well, outside the gates of Columbia, just to make clear, these are not people who are just chanting about how they don't like Israel's military action in Gaza. They were chanting that they want all of Israel. We don't want no two states. We want all of it, meaning the extermination of all the Jews between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. Genocidal slogans being chanted, as even the Columbia president recognized in congressional testimony, this is in fact anti-Semitism. Okay, so delightful people. Columbia protesters were also openly shouting in support of terror groups. Many of them are shouting things like, we are Hamas. Delightful people. Meanwhile, the Columbia protesters are openly organizing to prevent themselves from being cleared by the police. The police were called in earlier this week, And then everybody who was arrested was immediately let out of jail, like really quickly, within hours. They all went right back to the campus, and Columbia refuses to clear them now. So here are the Columbia protesters who are vowing literally to break up into platoons to defend their illegal encampment.
We will know because of that in advance of an imminent sweep. We are entering a period of high alert for the next 3 days. And that is why I urge all of you to talk to your friends as well and let them know that we may need people to turn up quickly, en masse, in front of the encampment to defend the encampment.
Okay, so, also worthwhile noting here that for all of the free speech concerns that are being levied by good-hearted people on all sides of the aisle who want to make sure that free speech is protected, the protesters are the ones who are violating the free speech and free movement of other students on campus. They literally are barring places on campus from other students going, including journalists. So here are Columbia protesters telling journalists not to film them, for example, which I didn't realize that's not a thing, by the way. You have no reasonable expectation of privacy in the middle of a public area at a university where you are deliberately seeking media attention.
Sorry? Do you mind just not filming? You're in a common space.
Yes, but just sort of protecting
okay. I'm filming from outside.
They don't own that park. That's ridiculous. Meanwhile, faculty members created an actual chain. Faculty members, all of whom, if this were a normal university, would be fired. They created a chain to keep out journalists at Columbia University. According to Sat Kessel, and you can see the faculty members were lining up arm in arm to stop this. NYU professors did the same thing. There's another protest that's happening at Washington Square Park with NYU sponsors. Here are some of the professors, some of them wearing their graduation robes just to show you their credentials, creating a human chain around the encampment to keep out the intruders. Beautiful. Oh, look at all that. Look at that wonderful tolerance happening right there. Okay, so who are these protesters? Well, some of them are actual pro-Hamas protesters, obviously. I mean, the reality is that these people are, in fact, supported by a wonderful group of far-left people who are totally fine with their money going to groups that subsidize anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic language. And this, again, there's nothing particularly new right here. According to Ira Stoll, writing for the Wall Street Journal, Malik Afana, a law student at the University of California, Berkeley, and Craig Burkhead Morton, a senior at Yale, Afana went viral this month for disrupting a dinner at Dean Erwin Chemerinsky's home. This week, Yale Daily News reported that Burkhead Morton had been arrested for trespassing. Afana and Burkhead Morton have both been youth fellows of the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, whose website identifies them by their first names. As of April 4th, the campaign was soliciting applications for a new cohort whose campus-based fellows would receive stipends of about $3,000 for three-month terms of roughly 8 weeks of work a week. That work could include aiding campaigns that, quote, demand federal or state politicians cut U.S. military, financial, or diplomatic ties with Israel. The corporate entity behind those fellowships is Education for Just Peace in the Middle East. Where does the funding come from? Well, from George and Alexander Soros. Their Open Society Foundation put $700,000 into Education for Just Peace in the Middle East since 2018. The Rockefeller Brothers Fund also has given Education for Just Peace in the Middle East over $500,000 since 2019. And again, that's nothing new, going all the way back to October, according to the New York Post. George Soros has funneled more than $15 million since 2016 to groups behind pro-Hamas protests. A post-examination of Open Society Foundation's records shows Soros' grant-making network gave $13.7 million of money through the Tide Center. Tide's beneficiaries include Illinois-based Adala Justice Project, which on the day of the October 7th massacre posted a photo on Instagram of a bulldozer tearing part of Israel's border fence down and a caption, quote, Israeli colonizers believed they could indefinitely trap 2 million people in an open-air prison. No cage goes unchallenged. So again, left-wing, same groups that backed BLM backing all of this, which again is not a shock. You remember that BLM, on its statement of principles, literally included statements of support for radical pro-Palestinian causes. And you remember that BLM, after October 7th, actually tweeted out an illustration of paragliders from Hamas gliding into the Nova Music Festival to kill Jews. Hamas, for its part, is very supportive of all of this. Already coming up, Guess who's supporting the protester? Yep, it's Hamas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Time Media. Or by Airtime Media.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, fun to watch Hamas, Ayatollah Khamenei, you know, all the best people come out in favor of the protesters. Hamas released a statement in support of the anti-Israel encampments, so you can see that they are very pleased about it. No shock there. Meanwhile, Ayatollah Khamenei, who is a Foldalite, the leader of Iran, the mullahs, he put out a tweet saying, Western governments say the resistance front is terrorism. This comes at a time when the people flew Hezbollah's flag in a street in the U.S., the people of the world are supporting the resistance front because they are resisting and because they are against oppression. Yes, again, that left-wing pro-terror axis is quite real. The PFLP, which is a terrorist group, they are also supporting what is going on right now. According to the New York Post, just yesterday, radical anti-Israel activists told Columbia students, quote, there is nothing wrong with being a fighter in Hamas weeks before the campus exploded in pro-Palestinian protests. In a two-hour tirade to anti-Israel activists at Columbia and Barnard, Charlotte Cates, international coordinator of Samidun, the Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, said, quote, these are the people who are on the front lines defending Palestine and fighting for its liberation. Cates was referring to a terrorist organization responsible for the mass murder of hundreds of Israelis on October 7th. She spoke alongside her husband, Khaled Barakat, and they spoke to members of the Columbia University Apartheid Divest Group. Cates and Barakat represented themselves as speaking on behalf of the Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, but in reality, Barakat is a senior member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which is a terrorist organization. So that's who these folks are. That's who they are being supported by. Now, in reality, are all of these protesters deeply in love with Hamas? No, they're in love with a network that hates America. They do not like the West. And as we've discussed many times on the program, the intersectional program fully locks arms with pro-terrorists. Why? Because the intersectional program suggests a conspiracy theory. That conspiracy theory is that if any group underperforms by any metric, it must be because of the systemic discrimination of the society in which that group exists. And they apply that internationally. So if you look at the Palestinians in Gaza, they've wildly underperformed every possible metric. Why? The actual answer is, when you elect a terrorist group to lead you and then you pour billions of dollars into terrorism, turns out that's not a great strategy. Turns out that it's a recipe for fail. It also turns out that when that terrorist group crosses a border, kills 1,200 people and takes another 250 hostage, and then gets its ass kicked by the Israeli military, also a bad plan. That would be the reason they're having a rough time of it right now. But if you're a full intersectional warrior, you believe that the reason for all of that is because of the systemic discrimination. How do you know? Because the Israelis are successful, and the Palestinians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip are largely not, because of their own behavior, despite Israeli concessions over and over and over for the past several decades. So you have to pick the most outlying example of a group that has clearly underperformed because of their own bad choices and still say that it's because of systemic discrimination. What's the most obvious group for that are Hamas, Hezbollah, terror groups, truly evil people who are underperforming by every metric because of their own activity, but blame it on the system. Because if you're willing to go that far, you're willing to go all the way. It's all just the outgrowth. It's fruit of the poisonous tree. Western civilization is bad, and that's why people are suffering. That is why you are seeing these people lock arms. They don't know anything. So, for example, there's tape of one of these protesters going around, going pretty wild yesterday. Here's one of the ignorant protesters being asked about why she was protesting on behalf of Hamas.
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I wish I was more educated. You literally go to one of the top universities in the country, but that speaks for everything. You're not educated. You're ignorant. But you know that your virtue signal here will get you in good with the cool kids crowd at the universities and with the administration. which has supported all of this. Pretending the administration and the student body are at odds right here is wrong. They're playing an inside-outside game. That's what's really happening here. You have student groups who are very radical and faculty who are very radical protesting against administrators who are also radical and then who are going to make concessions to the faculty and student groups in order to achieve peace on the campus. That is the goal. It's an inside-outside game. The administrators know what's going on. They have full power to do whatever they want here to stop the violation of law, and they're not doing it. And again, pretending these people know what they're talking about in large part is wrong. The most colorful example of this was there is a person whose name, she calls herself Crackhead Barney, which, I mean, at least truth in advertising here. She attacked Alec Baldwin, of all people, a far leftist, at a coffee shop demanding that he shout Free Palestine, and he ended up in a scuffle with her. And then she was on Piers Morgan's show, because Piers will have on anybody. And here is how that went.
Piers Morgan! You're asking too many questions.
Just for the record, my name is actually just Piers Morgan.
What's wrong with saying Free Palestine? Piers, can you say free Palestine for me? Can you say Free Palestine for me?
If you stop shouting, yeah.
I want you to say it.
Yes, I'm happy to say.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to shout.
If you just,
Mr. Piers Morgan,
if you just keep quiet, I can answer your question. Yes, I'm very happy to say that.
I'm never quiet, Piers.
Sorry, you're still talking.
I'm never quiet.
Okay, but try.
I'm never
otherwise
quiet,
I can't.
Piers. I cannot
you ask
shut
me to
up.
Do something. If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up for you.
I absolutely believe that Palestine should be free. Yes.
Okay, like, I don't even know why Piers is giving that to her. Like, seriously, why is he even giving that to her? And by free, I hope he means free of Hamas and free of the Palestinian Authority. Because we can all agree on that. In any case. One of the big questions that arises from all this is not just why the college administrators are doing this. We know the answer. They're doing this because they are very left-wing and because they agree with what is going on these campuses. Again, if these were protests that were directed against black students, if these were protests directed against gay students, if these were protests directed against any of the other groups on the intersectional hierarchy, these protests would be over like that. They would be done because they violate time, place, and manner, because they call into question whether the schools are going to lose Title VI funding. Yeah, but they're not doing that. The real question is, where is Joe Biden? Where is Joe Biden in all this? And the answer is, Joe Biden, like these college administrators, he is just a, Joe Biden is just a college administrator, except for the country. He is a supposed moderate who is perfectly willing to be led around by the nose, by the radicals in his own party, and then pretend that he is, you know, he really has to give in because they have good principles. Sure, they're a little too passionate, but they're just, so he was asked on Monday about they call them anti-Israel protests. They're not. They're anti-Semitic protests. When you're protesting in favor of a terrorist group, they're not just anti-Semitic. They also happen to be anti-American. And by the way, if you're a foreign student and you're protesting on behalf of a terrorist group, you shouldn't be in the country. We should deport you forthwith. You don't have free speech rights in the same way that an American citizen does. Anyway, Joe Biden was asked about this. And he did the thing. He did the actual thing. So you remember back in 2020, Joe Biden announced he had to stand up and he had to run. Why did he have to stand up and he had to run? Because he remembered Charlottesville. Now, you remember that early in 2017, there was a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, and then there was also an Antifa rally in Charlottesville. And President Trump was talking about there are a lot of people on various sides of the aisle, and they have a bunch of different beliefs. And then he said that there were very fine people on both sides. But he did not say there were very fine people who were marching with the white supremacists. That's not what he said. Okay, it was played like that by the media. It was vague language. It was confusing language by Trump. But it was played by the media as though what he had said, even though he didn't, was that the white supremacists were fine and the anti-white supremacists were fine. And that was actually the explanation that Joe Biden gave for why he got into the race. What you'll recall is that what Donald Trump actually said was that there were very fine people on both sides of the conversation about whether a Robert E. Lee statue should be torn down in Charlottesville. And that was then used in order to suggest that he was saying that there are very fine white supremacists. Okay, so it wasn't even true. But what Joe Biden said is that was the reason he ran. He had to have absolute moral clarity on something as egregious as white supremacy, which, if Trump had said that, I would agree with, obviously. Okay, now Joe Biden is asked about these anti-Semitic protests on college campuses where Jewish students are being spit upon, physically assaulted, harassed, blocked from going to class, and people are chanting genocidal slogans. And here was Joe Biden's very fine people on both sides answer. What he actually did is very bad people on both sides answer. Here's Joe Biden being just moral trash.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
Did the Columbia University president resign?
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
I didn't know about what this dullard. So I'm just wondering who he's talking about there. I condemn all the anti-Semitic protests. Also, I condemn everybody who doesn't understand the plight of the past. So let me just get this straight. You are now equating people who are shouting for the extermination of Israel with people who, quote unquote, don't understand the plight of the Palestinians. What are you talking about? What plight are you referring to? Are you suggesting that pro-Israel students and genocidally anti-Israel students are on the same moral ledger here? Is that the suggestion? Because that seems to be the suggestion. It sounds like you're saying they're very bad people on both sides. Really, where are the Jewish students assaulting the Palestinian students? Where are they? Anywhere? Why is it that there's only one side here that's burning American flags? Why is it that only one side here is obstructing the other side from doing what they want to do? And what they want to do is, like, you know, wave American flags and go to class. Why? Where are the very bad people on both sides that we're supposed to be hearing about here? And why is it that action on the one side, meaning like obstructing people, violating the law, assaulting students, doing all this sort of stuff, he's now equating that with holding what he would perceive to be the wrong views on the Palestinians? What are those wrong views exactly? Everybody acknowledges that the Palestinians are suffering. The reason they are suffering is because they elected Hamas, and Hamas committed a terror attack and refuses to surrender and is still holding hostages. By the way, Joe Biden still has nothing to say about an American hostage who's still being held. There are 5 American hostages still being held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. This is now Passover, which is the season of freedom for Jews, except for the 133 missing Jews who are still being held or are dead in the Gaza Strip thanks to Hamas. In fact, there was tape released by Hamas over the Passover holiday of an American. It's an American citizen who's being held. He has one arm because he was wounded by Hamas, and then they chopped off his arm while he was there. That's the way that they did their surgeries. They chopped off his arm. They wanted to show proof of life. His name is Hirsch Goldberg Polin. And here he was. He's being held by Hamas. Does Joe Biden have any words to say about that? No, of course not. Okay, so he's being forced to say things about Benjamin Netanyahu and the terrible Israeli government. This is what Hamas does. They point a gun at these people and they say, we want you to rip into the Israeli government, and suggesting that the IDF is failing and all the rest of this sort of stuff. Okay, where exactly is Joe Biden? Joe Biden is busy standing for the protesters who are on the side of the Hamas group that chopped off this guy's arm after wounding him and is still holding him hostage. That's where he is. I'm going to get to the rest of the Democratic Party in a second, because there are, in fact, it turns out it's not all that hard to stand up against extremism and craziness in your own party. It really is not. It's not that difficult. You can do it, but Joe Biden won't. Get to more of that in a moment. First,
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Alrighty, coming up, the Columbia administration is being soft on the protesters, of course. But why? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the administration at Columbia is, of course, basically playing patty cake with the protesters. Again, the reason the Democratic Party is being soft on these protesters is for two reasons. One is political. They believe that they can get these low-propensity radical voters to vote for them in the upcoming election, particularly in Michigan. That is why they are doing this. Also, on an ideological level, they support many of the same principles as the pro-Hamas protesters, because there's this peculiar idea in left-wing circles that everything in the Middle East revolves around the centrality of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and that if only Israel would grant more concessions to the Palestinians, magically the Palestinians would become moderate, despite decades of proof that the precise opposite is true. The more concessions you actually show to terrorists, the more they become terrorists. Doesn't matter. They're going to continue pushing this. So Eric Holder, the former attorney general, a Columbia College and law school graduate, said in a tweet Thursday, quote, campus unrest is fueled by legitimate concerns about Gaza. And he described the congressional hearings about anti-Semitism on campus as, quote, irresponsible, unproductive witch hunt political hearings. By the way, he also works for a law firm called Covington and Burling that said the behavior of these protesters would not be tolerated if they disrupted the ways of doing business. Covington said the death of Jews and the elimination of State of Israel chants are anti-Semitic and they would not be tolerated at any of our firms. But not according to Eric Holder. Now, again, It is amazing to watch as Democrats run from these people, literally run in some cases. So here, for example, is the NYPD assistant chief. So remember, the NYPD was called on campus. They arrested some of the Columbia protesters, and then they released all of them. Here is the NYPD assistant chief looking to run away from the protesters. You want to talk about cowardice? This is what cowardice looks like. It looks like a city unwilling to back its own cops sufficient to protect them from anti-Semitic protesters. This guy's just trying to get into the building, and they're chasing him down the street and cursing at him. Meanwhile, the radical Democrats, of course, are supporting the anti-Semites. That would include, of course, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who herself is not fond of the Jews. She tweeted out, quote, not only did Columbia make the horrific decision to mobilize NYPD on their own students, the units called in have some of the most violent reputations on the force. NYPD had promised the city they wouldn't deploy SRG to protest. So why are these counter-terror units here? Well, good for Chief John Shell, who's the NYPD Chief of Patrol. He then tweeted, quote, truly amazing. Columbia decided to hold its students accountable to the laws of the school. They're seeing the consequences of their actions, something these kids were most likely never taught. Good SAT scores and self-entitlement do not supersede the law. I'm sure you would agree we have to teach these valuable life skills. Secondly, I was with these units last Thursday that you described as having, quote, the most violent reputations. These units removed students with great care and professionalism. Not a single incident was reported. The only incidents that day on campus were the students' hateful anti-Semitic speech and vile language for our cops. I'm sure you agree any hateful speech is unacceptable. You should rethink your comments to a simple thank you to the NYPD. Hate has no place in our society. Maybe you should walk around Columbia and NYU and listen to the remarks of pure hatred. I will ensure these units protect you as they do all New Yorkers. Now, again, he's not arresting people for saying anti-Semitic things. We have a right in America to say anti-Semitic things. He's arresting them for violating the law. They are trespassing. But, again, the reason that the left... Here's the thing. When it comes to the left and the protesters, the rioters, the people who actually violate the law, the big critique that they have of those people is that they're just too passionate. They're just too special. So, for example, CNN, senior national security analyst, wow, so much national security, Juliette Kayyem, she says these students have to be given room to flower and grow in violation of law because they're so passionate. See, passion is a substitute for being a basically decent human being.
They do have to allow space for students to protest. I said you got to give them an outlet. The students are allowed to protest. This should not be a shock to anyone with teenagers or young adult children. They have strong feelings and they're passionate. Because if you just immediately go to arrest, it's going to cause, I think, some of the what we're seeing on air, which is nothing's happening and then lots is happening. You want to give students space as long as you're protecting students who want to go to classes, Jewish students, if they're targeted.
Okay, so no, actually, that is completely wrong. You know how I know that that's completely wrong, by the way? The way that I know that's completely wrong is because in Republican states, they didn't do that. And you know what's not happening? Students being harassed on their way to class. So, for example, UT Austin. A bunch of students tried to do the same thing that they are doing at Columbia University. And you know what happened? Everybody who violated the law got arrested. Because they don't play around in Texas. Here is some of the tape as to what was going on at UT Austin. So they're having an unauthorized protest, right? The protest was not cleared with the university. So the University of Texas sent in the cops. And then they arrested everybody. And all those people went straight to Travis County Jail, and then they were released. And you know what happened? Nothing. Because it turns out that when you violate the law, you go to jail. Which, by the way, even under civil disobedience rules, everybody knew that was the case. Even in the days of, like, actual useful protests back in the 1960s, I'm talking about, like, racial sit-ins and stuff, people went to jail deliberately because they were attempting to demonstrate the injustice of the legal regime. You occupying your student center against Israel, by the way, is not going to end conflict in the Middle East, you idiots. But you do that, and then you violate the law. It turns out that sending a few of these kids to jail for violation of the law is a good idea. So Governor Greg Abbott said he's correct. He tweeted out, arrests being made right now, and will continue until the crowd disperses. These protesters belong in jail. And then he said, anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Now, again, he's not saying that if you're anti-Semitic, it's against the law in Texas. He is saying anti-Semitism is bad. But what he said is students joining in hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled, which, again, they are in violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Now, again, if you want to get rid of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, get rid of all the anti-discrimination laws at the universities, make a case for it. Make a case for it. But if you're going to have anti-discrimination laws at the universities like Title VI, it applies equally to everyone. Not only that, obviously, colleges have to be run – they are not protest centers. Colleges are places for education in the same way that no public school in the United States has an obligation to allow the students to walk out of class every 2 seconds and obstruct the functioning of the school. The same thing is true of colleges as well. And meanwhile, Ron DeSantis said the same thing. He says Hamas, these Hamas demonstrations, they violate the law and they're not going to be tolerated in the state of Florida. It's not all that hard to do this, by the way.
You think about what happened when you have these Hamas demonstrators out. They're taking over bridges and they're taking over roads. And first of all, you don't have a right to do that. You have someone get stuck in traffic. How do you know if someone may need to get to a hospital? Someone may need to pick up a child somewhere, and you're just going to commandeer the road because you have this ideological prediction. They tried to do that in Miami, and what happened? In 10 minutes, they got dragged off the road where they belonged, and we're not going to tolerate that.
Again, this is not particularly tough. Protest what you want to protest. Don't do it illegally. Alrighty, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A tornado plows through suburban Omaha, Nebraska. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A tornado demolished homes and businesses as the twister tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions. Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs northwest of Omaha. The Weather Service has issued tornado watches across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And forecasters are warning that large hail and damaging wind gusts are possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As violent pro-Hamas demonstrations continue to mushroom at universities nationwide, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for officials to immediately put an end to the on-campus threats against Jewish students.
These are violent protests in some places. They are intimidating, harassing, threatening Jewish students simply because of who they are. And it got so desperate on Columbia's campus that the administration canceled classes because they can't maintain order on the campus. It's unacceptable. The first responsibility of a university administrator is to secure the safety of their students. And if they can't do that, they need to step down.
Johnson, who earlier called for the president of Columbia University to resign, made his comments on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. The U.S. is sending Ukraine its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a package worth $6 billion that will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems. The war has dragged on for more than 2 years. A new economic report shows inflation still on the rise. The Commerce Department says personal consumption expenditures price index, excluding food and energy, rose 2.8% from March of 23 to March of 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Stocks are rebounding after big losses. Seth Sutel has more.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Alphabet and Microsoft are leading the U.S. stock market toward its first winning week in the last four. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow added 208 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.9%. Google's parent company jumped almost 10% after breezing past analysts' expectations for profit and announcing its first dividend. Microsoft climbed 2.7% after that company also topped forecasts. That helped offset a 10% slide in Intel. The chipmaker gave a profit forecast that fell short of expectations. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a report on inflation in March came in more or less as expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.65%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump challenging Joe Biden to a debate any day of the week. Biden did an interview with Howard Stern Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com. China will allow its anti-doping agency to undergo an audit by the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Beijing's agreement to an audit by the World Anti-Doping Agency comes on the heels of a tumultuous week. Both WADA and China confirmed that 23 top Chinese swimmers tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug in 2021, but they were secretly allowed to continue competing. Several of the swimmers went on to win medals at the Tokyo Olympics, including gold. News the athletes had failed doping tests infuriated sporting bodies around the world. Some of the same Chinese swimmers are set to compete in the Paris Games.
Saturday is the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner. Politicians, journalists, and celebrities will gather to raise money for the media that covers politics in D.C. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke,
and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, we have now crossed the Rubicon. AI-generated race hoaxes are officially here. I'll tell you about the first case, which will certainly not be the last, unfortunately. Also, Florida manages to shut down its college protester encampments in 5 minutes. How did they pull that off? And we have yet another George Floyd 2.0 candidate. This one also died while being detained by police as he shouted that he can't breathe. Will riot season begin again? And our daily cancellation, a woman with tattoos all over her face complains that she's having trouble finding a job. Who could have seen that coming? We'll talk about all that and more today on The Matt Walsh Show. Back in January, a television news crew with CBS Baltimore showed up at the home of a high school principal named Eric Eiswirth looking for an interview. And once the crew arrived, they didn't record any newsworthy footage whatsoever. Eric Eiswirth wasn't even home. Nevertheless, CBS went ahead and aired very clear images of the man's house on their evening broadcast. And they did that for one reason, which is that a mob demanded it. At the time, Eiswirth was accused of making racist, anti-black comments on tape in front of several administrators at the school. Through a representative, Eiswirth had already denied making the comments, but the media didn't care. It's the kind of story the media loves to report. You have a white principal at a struggling, mostly black school who has supposedly validated all of their paranoia about white supremacy. It's a great story. So without verifying the recording in any way, the media immediately went to his home to harass him. Watch.
That's other news you're following tonight. A disturbing audio recording is circulating in the Baltimore County community tonight. The recording is allegedly the principal of Pikesville High School making racist and anti-Semitic comments about students, community members, and staff. My
name is Pikesville High School's principal, Eric Eiswirth, is in hot water over an audio recording making rounds on social media containing racist and anti-Semitic comments.
He needs to be removed from the school ASAP.
Davina McCain's son is a student at Pikesville High.
But to hear him say that about kids, that's horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible.
WJZ is choosing not to air the recording at this time because we are unable to verify the authenticity of it. But in it, a person purported to be the principal can be heard making disparaging comments about the test scores of African-American students. The person on the recording then makes an offensive comment about an African-American staff member at the school and members of the Pikesville Jewish community. WJZ stopped by Iceworth's home to see if he had a comment about the recording.
Hi, I'm looking for Principal Iceworth. He's at home right now.
A person spoke to us through the front door.
We don't know. I mean, I'm here to hear his story.
Yeah, but nobody's going to believe his story anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Now, whatever possible justification those reporters thought they had for going to the principal's home, it was over when they got there and he didn't answer the door. That's the moment the CBS news crew should have packed their cameras up and gone back to the station. But they didn't. Instead, they spoke to some unnamed person behind the door, and they aired that footage instead so that millions of people could see exactly what the front of this principal's house looks like. And they did that after heavily implying that he said horrible racist things on a recording, even though they admit that they haven't authenticated the recording, and they say they can't even play it on air because of how unreliable the recording may be. So all in all, this is what journalistic malpractice looks like, and we've seen many examples of this kind of thing. But CBS wasn't alone. The local NBC News affiliate had similar coverage. They didn't play the recording of these alleged racist comments either, but they did speak to several students who said confidently that this principal needed to resign immediately. Watch.
Kyrie Stewart joins us live outside of the school. And Kyrie, you spoke with students and parents, so what do they have to say about all this?
Yes, well, this has pretty much the whole community talking. You know, since we've been out here, we've had parents and students just come up to us and tell us just how shocking and disturbed they are by all of this. In fact, I want you all to take a look at this video. Out of an abundance of caution, police officers were actually at the school today, you know, just for safety reasons. Now, we're not going to air the recording, but in it, the person is heard making offensive and inappropriate comments about black students, the Pikesville Jewish community, and members of the high school staff. Now, again, we spoke with parents and students who told us that they're shocked to hear the recording. Take a listen to what they have to say.
It's on social media now, so it's just like, and I go to Pikesville, and it's like all over the place, so it's just like weird.
I honestly think he should be fired. I don't think he should be working with children if he's going to be speaking that way towards people. He shouldn't work with people at all.
Okay, so the police are called in because they're worried about violence at the school. Meanwhile, the reporters are visiting this man's home and broadcasting footage of where he lives. And the news stations are insinuating that this principal said something so horrible that they can't even air it on television. Now, to be fair, they didn't have to air it because other media outlets were spreading it all over the internet. Philip Lewis, the deputy editor of Huffington Post, posted the audio along with a message implying the principal's guilt. Here's what he wrote at the time, back in January. He said, quote, Baltimore County Public Schools is investigating the principal at Pikesville High for alleged derogatory remarks about students and staff. A voice believed to be the principal can be heard ranting about black students and Jewish families. Well, who exactly believed the voice to be the principal? And whoever those people are they reliable? The Huffington Post editor doesn't say. That's not clarified. He certainly didn't investigate the recording himself, but in reply to Phillip's post, a lot of people called for the principal's termination anyway. One person said, what's there to investigate? And that was a common sentiment. It's like, well, here it is, according to the social media mob. We have him on tape, dead to rights. He's obviously racist. So here is the audio of the principal's alleged racist meltdown, which the Huffington Post guy posted and which went viral at the time. Here it is.
You're me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. Kathy, I'm done.
Now, maybe you heard this back when it was first circulating. I remember hearing it at the time. And it seemed authentic to me on a technical level, at least. It didn't sound digitally altered necessarily. It sounds like a person, some person anyway, saying those things. But it also sounds strangely off in a few different ways. It was obviously suspicious for a principal in Baltimore, of all places, to say these kinds of things in front of other people. People with these kinds of views aren't getting hired to teach in Baltimore, much less run the schools. And everything he says is so over the top, even in the context of a supposedly racist rant. He's attacking black kids and Jewish people in the span of 45 seconds for some reason. It's like listening to a leftist comic book idea of what a bigoted school administrator would sound like. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here. Like, no white principal is saying that. It's just not going to happen. And then the line at the end, I'm going to join the other side, it doesn't make any sense, but it's so on the nose as to be almost comical. But local news media in Baltimore didn't share any of this skepticism. One popular talk show suggested that the tape was almost certainly legitimate because the voice in the recording mentioned specific people at the school by name. That was the reasoning. It can't possibly be fake because someone put the bare minimum amount of effort into it to make it seem legitimate, which must mean that it is legitimate. Listen.
We're investigating this to determine whether or not it's real or not. And if it were me and I was still in office, I would wait. I would wait until authenticating this type of thing unless these folks know something about this principle that we don't know.
Then whoever did this is really good at that. Yeah. And I just find it hard to believe that there's someone associated with Pikesville High School that has so much of an axe to grind that they're willing to get this incredibly good artificial intelligence recording and make it sound so real and personal mm-hmm. to the story that is at Pikesville High School, right? Because he talks about specific people in this as well, right? And he's got specific...
He mentions a couple of names.
He's got specific grievances as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what are the chances of this being AI for me? Very, 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 very small.
What are the chances? I mean, how could that possibly happen? That could never happen. And how could anyone at the school possibly have an axe to grind? How could any faculty member conceivably want to concoct some race hoax in order to bring down the principal? When have people ever lied about being victims of racism? Somehow that kind of thinking still exists in this country in 2024 after about 10 million other race hoaxes have been exposed. But even so, to the great surprise of virtually every media outlet in Baltimore, the ruse came crashing down yesterday when we learned that this recording is indeed yet another race hoax. That's exactly what it was. The principal never said any of the things on that recording. There was no recording. It was all created by AI. Watch.
On January the 17th, 2024, the Baltimore County Police Department became aware of a voice recording being circulated on social media. It was alleged the voice captured on the audio file belonged to Mr. Eric Eisworth, the principal at the Pikesville High School. We have now conclusive evidence that the recording was not authentic. The Baltimore County Police Department reached that determination after conducting an extensive investigation, which included bringing in a forensic analyst contracted with the FBI to review the recording. The results of the analysis indicated the recording contained traces of AI-generated content. Detectives obtained a second expert opinion from a forensic analyst with the University of California, Berkeley, who also determined the recording was not authentic. Based off of those findings and further investigation, it's been determined the recording was generated through the use of artificial intelligence technology. Through their investigation, detectives allege Mr. Darien, who was the athletic director at the high school, made the recording to retaliate against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds.
That's the basis of the case. Oddly enough, watching that, there are certain parts where his voice doesn't match up with his mouth, so it actually looks, parts of that look AI generated too. Maybe the whole thing is AI. Maybe none of this is real. Does Baltimore even exist? I don't know. That's the era we're living in now. But in any event, in this case, the audio was generated by an AI program that's extremely simple to use. All you have to do is upload a short audio file containing a voice. It can be just a single sentence, and then you can have the AI say whatever you want in that person's voice. Now, police have, as you just heard, arrested the school's athletic director, a 31-year-old man named Dazan Darian, and charged him with creating this AI voice file. Specifically, he's been hit with a variety of offenses, including stalking, theft, disruption of school operations. What would Darian's motivation be for making up a fake recording like this? Well, it turns out that he was under investigation by the principal for allegedly paying teachers under the table using school funds. And there was also other alleged misconduct as well. So Darian's contract wasn't being renewed. And in response, he decided to generate fake evidence that he was being fired because he's black. On the recording, the principal supposedly says that he needs to get rid of black employees by any means necessary, including DJ, which is Darian's nickname. DJ is the guy whose black ass is going to be dragged out of here, according to the recording. That's him. And then Darian allegedly shared the audio file with another teacher, who's a black woman who has since resigned. And then she, in turn, shared it with a student who put it on social media. As of now, nobody else has been charged with any wrongdoing except this athletic director. Now, as a quick aside, you notice what Darian chose to include in the fake audio? There's an angry complaint in there about black students performing poorly on test scores. It's interesting that this is something the athletic director thought to include in his fake racist screed. That's how broken Baltimore schools are now. The only impassioned comments you'll hear about black students failing their tests is in an AI-generated deepfake designed to destroy the life of the school's white principal. Because that's one thing. Another thing I thought when I heard that recording, I said, like, yeah, some of the language here is not great, but, like, at least he cares about it. I didn't know the administrators of these schools actually even cared that much about the fact that these kids are failing their tests. At least there's some passion here. I don't know. Look on the bright side. No, it turns out, no, that was all fake. But this case was apparently solved by analysts who determined conclusively that the recording was AI. And for some reason, the media apparently didn't speak to any of these analysts in January when they were visiting the principal at his home. But the Baltimore Banner interviewed several of these experts last month, and they determined with 99% certainty that they were dealing with AI based on some telltale signs. One of the experts said, quote, "There's some signs of editing, like putting different pieces together. This has the sound features of AI generation. The tone is a little flat. Additionally, there was a lack of consistent breathing, breathing sounds or pauses in the recording, as well as unusually clean background sounds." The analyst also noted, quote, "Sudden and incredibly short stops between bits of dialogue that indicate the absence of sound, which itself indicates some level of file manipulation." So this is pretty open and shut at a technical level, if you know what you're listening for, which most people don't. It was not a sophisticated deepfake at all. Which is very troubling, because even then, even though it was not sophisticated, it took months until the truth came out and this principal could clear his name. That's how long it took the FBI, Berkeley, and several other AI experts to vindicate this man. What this means is that we have officially entered into a new era of race hoaxes. And we all knew that this would happen eventually. This was going to happen. And now, well, we have crossed the Rubicon. And sad to say, it's only going to get worse from here. We already know there's a deep desire and willingness among many people to frame innocent people as racist and bigots, and AI will be used relentlessly to that end. And that's another reason why the objections from that radio host are so absurd. But why would anyone ever do this? What do you mean? People do this all the time. We get fake claims of racism constantly. It's just that until now, nobody has used AI. But of course, if they have that ability, of course they're going to do it. And before long, the technology will advance to the point that even experts won't be able to identify AI quite as easily. You know, the tone of the audio will be less flat. There won't be any awkward spots in the recording. They'll be able to, you know, all of these problems that signal to experts that it's AI. Well, the people that are developing this technology, they know about those rough spots, and they're going to iron those out. What happens then? Keep in mind, again, that this fake recording, which does at least sound like a real human being, at least it does to me, was made by some dumb race hoaxer working at a public school. I mean, what could someone with a bit more expertise and access to better technology do even now with our current technology? And what happens when the video deepfakes become as convincing as the audio ones? Then we're going to have real problems. Fake hate crimes will be the least of our worries. I mean, we're talking about the total destabilization of society. That's what we're facing. Imagine AI-generated videos of police officers killing unarmed black suspects. Is there any doubt that that kind of video would cause nationwide riots? A few weeks ago, an armed black criminal out on pretrial release actually shot at police officers on camera, and the media still nominated the shooter as their new George Floyd. And that's just the beginning. Picture AI-generated politicians, you know, committing gaffes or caught in scandalous positions or declaring war. What happens when AI Joe Biden announces, say, a ground invasion of Russia at 7 p.m. just as the real Joe Biden falls asleep? You can imagine the hysteria, especially when an AI-generated Karen Jean Pair heads to the fake podium to confirm it. You know, it's obvious to me that we need some kind of legislation in place to stave off the catastrophe that we can all see coming. And unfortunately, judging by the fact that it took several months to disprove this AI hoax, it's clear that most people aren't ready for that conversation. Millions of people see AI-generated clips that affirm what they already believe, and they don't have any interest in checking if the clip is real or not. In this case, the AI clip of the principal supposedly affirmed the fiction that white supremacy is alive and well in Baltimore. It was too good to check, so it went viral immediately. And that's why the AI-generated narratives will keep coming. That's why the number of victims will continue to rise. And it's why, to save not only jobs and reputations, but also in the future lives, we need to rein in this technology while we still can. We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Original Butcher.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. So yesterday we talked about the wrong way to handle these pro-Palestinian campus protests. Greg Abbott, you know, signaling that people would be arrested for anti-Semitism and hate speech, framing this explicitly as a war against free speech and political expression. That was the wrong way, as I explained in great detail. So let's look now at the right way. And for that, we turn, as always, to Florida. Reading from the Tallahassee Democrat, as pro-Palestinian student protests intensify on college campuses across the nation, about 40 Florida State University students set up an encampment on Landis Green early Thursday morning. But the Occupy Landis movement was short-lived. Campus police made the students take down a handful of tents that were set up for a mere 5 minutes on the grassy space pre-dawn due to FSU regulation 2.007, which prohibits camping on university lands, according to a university spokesperson. So 5 minutes. So Florida State got their encampment down in 5 minutes. Not 5 days, 5 minutes. Meanwhile, over at the University of Florida, they also dispersed a campsite pretty quickly. And all they had to do was circulate a flyer. And I want to show you. Here's what the flyer says. And here's the caption from somebody named Stu on Twitter, who identifies himself as a citizen journalist. His caption is, breaking, University of Florida students chose to break down their encampment after being handed this allowable activities and prohibitive items and activities flyer. University of Florida's chapter of Young Democratic Socialists of America said, UFPD handed out flyers with draconian new regulations on them, clearly designed to stop our liberation zone. They will not win. Okay, well, here's what the flyer says. Allowable activities. Speech, expressing viewpoints, holding signs in hands. Prohibitive items and activities. No amplified sound. No demonstrations inside buildings. No littering, no camping, no sleeping, no unmanned signs, no blocking egress. No building structures, chairs, stakes, benches, tables. No camping, including tents, sleeping bags, pillows, etc. No disruption, no threats, no violence, no weapons. And then at the end it says, consequences for noncompliance. Individuals found responsible for engaging in prohibited activities shall be trespassed from the campus. Students will receive a 3-year trespass and suspension. Employees will be trespassed and separated from employment. Perfect. Well done. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Original Butcher.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. As I've been saying all along, it is so easy to deal with this problem. It's so easy that it's not even really a problem, or at least it shouldn't be. It is so easy to solve. Especially when you're dealing with people who don't want to experience real consequence. These are not, these left-wing protesters, especially on college campuses, especially on Ivy League campuses, most of all, not the University of Florida is an Ivy League campus, but these are not people who are so desperate that they've got nothing to lose and that they're willing to suffer any consequence for their beliefs. They're not. They're actually not willing to suffer really any consequence. But it works out for them because most of the time there aren't any consequences. So all you have to do is put some real consequences in place and all of this goes away that quickly. So you notice how they handled it, right? Notice first what they didn't say, University of Florida. They didn't say that certain kinds of speech aren't allowed, like except for threats of violence. But they didn't say that certain points of view aren't allowed, right? They didn't say that. They did not condemn hate speech. They didn't say anything about anti-Semitism. Because that's irrelevant. It's got nothing to do with it. That's not the issue. They didn't frame this as some kind of crackdown on speech, as Greg Abbott did. Instead, they said speech and political expression are allowed, but if you're going to do it, you need to follow the rules, and they're the same rules as everybody else. Now, while these protesters are saying, oh, they're inventing new draconian restrictions, no, they're not. These are the restrictions that are in place for everybody. And you know something? If I wanted to organize a protest at University of Florida or any of these college campuses, I would certainly be expected to follow the same rules. In fact, I wouldn't even be allowed to do the protest in the first place. But let's just say any conservative, if Yaff, let's say, on any college campus wanted to have a political demonstration, they would be absolutely expected to follow all of these rules. Okay, no conservative group would ever be allowed on any college campus ever to set up tents and stay overnight. We all know that would never happen. On no college campus would they ever allow that. And if they would not allow it for anyone else, then why should they allow it for these people? You're not special. You're not special. You follow the same rules everybody else follows. They're the same rules. You're not being persecuted. You're not being specially targeted. It's just these are the rules, and you will follow them. They're the same rules, the same standard we hold everybody to. And that's it. You know. But that also means, like, don't go invent a new policy. Don't go invent some new. Don't do that. You don't need to, right? Just hear the rules and follow those rules. And you know something? If they do follow the rules, if these protesters follow those rules and they just They go into the they're outside and they're not trying to set up a refugee camp outside, and they have signs and they're expressing their viewpoint. Then absolutely, I think they should be allowed to do that for as long as they want. They can keep it up for as long as they want. But occupying, you know, setting up a liberated zone, no, you don't get to. I know on the left you think that you're entitled to do that because you've been allowed to do it in so many contexts, but you're not. Nobody else is allowed to do that. I wouldn't be allowed to do that. Nobody on the right is ever allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do it either. And it really is that simple, or it should be. NBC News has this report. The Canton Police Department in Ohio has released body camera footage from the night a 53-year-old man died after he repeatedly told officers, "I can't breathe," as he was handcuffed with his hands behind his back and he was pinned to the ground. In video of the encounter on April 18th, the man, Frank Tyson, can be seen lying motionless on the floor of a bar for more than 5 minutes before police check him for a pulse about 8 minutes before CPR started. In the nearly 36-minute video, police respond to the scene of a single car crash to find a downed power line in an unoccupied vehicle with the driver's side door open and an airbag deployed. In the video, a man in a white van whose face is blurred drives by, tells police that the man responsible is at an AmVets lodge down the street. Officers enter the lodge. A woman asks them to remove Tyson. When the officers approach him, he knocks over a bar stool and tells them to get the sheriff. They then attempt to handcuff him. Police identified Bo Schoenegg and Camden Birch as the two primary officers respond to the call. Tyson screams, "They're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me." And then says, "I can't breathe." Shortly after the officers remove, they supposedly a knee on his neck for 30 seconds. Shortly after the officers remove his knee, Tyson again says he can't breathe, to which someone responds, "You're fine. Shut the F up." After Tyson appears to stop moving, an officer is seen looking through Tyson's wallet and talking to bystanders. Tyson appears to be motionless on the floor for about 5 minutes while at least one officer talks with bar patrons. At one point, the officer jokes, "I've always wanted to be in a bar fight. I don't know if this counts." One of the officers returns in the frame. He asks whether Tyson has calmed down and whether he's breathing. And that's when they check and they discover he's not breathing. And he was pronounced dead at 9:18 p.m. Okay, so we don't know. We still don't have all the information about this guy, Tyson, yet. From what I read, as reported by Colin Rugg on Twitter, he had just been released from prison after a 24-year sentence for kidnapping and theft. What drugs was he on during this incident? I don't think we know that yet. I'm sure that eventually we'll find out, or maybe we won't because they'll never tell us. But it's possible he wasn't on any drugs or alcohol at all. It's possible. I can't say it's impossible, but I put a lot of money that there's drugs involved. I don't know, but that would be my guess. And so that's the description of the video, and that's what we know about this guy. Let's watch a little bit of this video now. Here it is. So you basically get the point there that they go in to try to arrest this guy and he fights back against them and he resists and then eventually they have to restrain him and then he dies in the process. Again, what did he actually die of? What drugs were in his system? We don't know that yet. And of course, there's already an attempt to make, we've had in the last few months, we've had several nominees for the next George Floyd. They're still looking desperately for one. Maybe this will be it. It bears similarities to the original George Floyd, just because you have the "I can't breathe" and the supposed knee on the neck. So we'll see if they're able to make this into the next George Floyd. Now, I think that it is certainly, as I've said many times, it's right at that time now. It's approaching May. We're almost in May of the year of a presidential election. So, we're right on schedule. Like, check the watch. And it's like, yeah, now it's time for the race riots. The only wrinkle is that right now, the people that would participate in those race riots are busy with the Palestine stuff. And so the only question is whether they can be redirected over to this to do a race riot, or if they can kind of do both, and if they'll just sort of fold it in and make it into a bigger thing. We'll see. We don't know. Of course, we know the left obviously very much would like that to happen. I think they'd like to have both. That's their ideal. Like, let's do both. Let's do Palestine. Let's do George Floyd 2.0. Let's put it all together. And these are, as I've said, I mean, these are the same activists. It's all the same. It's all related to each other. So it wouldn't be that much of a leap. We'll see if it gets that kind of response. As for the incident itself, listen, if you still watch these kinds of videos and your first reaction is to blame the cops, then I can't help you. I just can't help you. Like, you're hopeless. You are a hopeless case. You are absolutely hopeless. Because really all along, but certainly at this point, when you see these videos, like, you, first of all, you should just be totally exhausted with this. And your first thought should be, dude, just comply with it. They have every right to arrest you. You broke a law. Okay. They suspect you at least of like running your car into a light pole, and you go into a place. You're not wanted. The people in the place are asking the cops to take you out. So they have to detain you. They have every right to do it. It's their job. What are they supposed to do when they try to detain the guy and the guy says, I don't want to, you're going to kill me? Are they supposed to say, okay, never mind, if you don't want me to, forget it. We'll wait till you're ready, sir. You tell us is that what you want them to do? No. He's fighting, so now, okay, well, now it's getting physical. Now we have to use whatever force is necessary to get you to the ground and restrain you. We have no choice. There is literally no other choice. You tell me what the other choice is. And then everything that happens as a result of that, I'm sorry, it's your fault. You, as the belligerent a-hole who created the situation to begin with, the whole situation's happening because of you. The cops didn't create this. This guy wasn't sitting peacefully at the bar and they just happened to walk in and say, there's a black guy, let's tackle him to the ground for no reason. That didn't happen. They were called in because of you. And so you've created the situation, and then you're doing everything you can throughout the situation to make it as bad as possible for yourself. And so while he is screaming, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me, he's doing everything he can to make sure that's exactly what happens. And I'm not saying that they actually did kill him, by the way, because that is certainly not at all apparent, or that has not been proven. But he's doing everything he can to make sure that he does not survive the interaction. And so, you know what? That's it. Like, just stop it. I mean, if you don't want, you broke a law, you, people around you are uncomfortable, you're making people feel unsafe because of your own behavior. The cops had to show up. So yes, comply. And I know when we say that, the idiots will respond, oh, what are you, some kind of bootlicker telling people to comply? Yes, if you're a criminal and you broke the law and the cops are trying to restrain you, yes, I want you to comply. I'm not telling him to give up his rights. Like, what right was being infringed on? Is it the right to drive your car into a pole? Is it your right to trespass? Is it your right to be belligerent and make people harass people? Is that the right? No, there's no right being infringed on. So you create the situation where the cops have to come. Yes, comply. If you don't, it's on you. I don't care. Stop. You create the situation for yourself. Consequences are on you. It is your fault. And the idea that we're supposed to mourn again, some guy just got out of prison for 20, like someone who's contributed nothing to society, done everything he can his whole life to make everything bad for everybody around him, and then he dies by his own actions, and we're supposed to bitterly weep and mourn, and I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted by it. And, you know, if you want to be a criminal and you want to live the kind of life where the cops have to show up, that's your choice. But when they do, comply. And, because it's over, like, they're already there. You're not getting out of it. You're getting arrested no matter what you do. So stop being an idiot. And that's it. It's game over. Like, you're going to jail, right? So there's nothing you can do right now to stop that from happening. All you can do is make it worse for yourself. And so we have these people that they choose the latter option. They go through a door, you know, door number two, and they say, well, okay, well, I'll just make it as bad for myself as I possibly can. And then we're supposed to blame the cops. Give me a freaking break, honestly. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here, inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. As a former CIA officer, I protected my country and family from threats for decades. Now I recommend that all Americans guard their financial security from threats to the U.S. dollar. During this exclusive summit, you'll get top strategies for safeguarding your wealth and creating a bulletproof financial plan. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register for free. Again, 800-741-G-O-L-D right now.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. For our daily cancellation today, we turn to a woman named Ash Putnam. She has gone viral with a video complaining about the trials and tribulations she's faced while trying to find a job. And most recently, she says she was turned down by TJ Maxx, which certainly, you know, has to be a tough pill to swallow. Based on my limited experience with TJ Maxx, it would seem that they hire pretty much anybody with a pulse. Now, granted, that means that TJ Maxx employees are held to a higher standard than we hold, let's say, the President of the United States. But still, it should be a relatively easy hill for any prospective applicant to climb, but sadly, Ash Putnam found that her TJ Maxx dreams were crushed due to one factor that becomes very obvious the second you look at her. Watch.
So I wanted to come on here and talk about something that is really starting to annoy me. So I applied for a job at TJ Maxx a few weeks ago, and they denied my application. They couldn't even call me. They just sent me some automated email. So I went in today and I was like, so what was the reason I didn't get hired? And she was like, oh, like you just like don't have enough experience. There was candidates that had like more experience than you. And, you know, I asked her if it was about my tattoos, obviously, because I know a lot of places don't like tattoos. She said that wasn't the reason. I don't feel like that's true, but whatever, I'll leave it at that. So, I'm just wondering how, like, teenagers and young adults who haven't had a job before. How are they supposed to get employed? And, you know, I hate that my tattoos are such a defining factor for me getting a job or not. Like, just because I have tattoos doesn't mean I'm not going to be a good worker. Like, I do not understand that at all. Because quite literally, some of the most smart, intelligent people I've ever met are people with tattoos and piercings.
Well, then, ma'am, I think you need to meet more people. Though I understand it may be difficult to meet people when you have not just one, but two giant images of demons emblazoned permanently on your body for everyone to see. Which means, presumably, that she got the first giant demon and then walked around with it for a bit and then said to herself, you know what would really improve my life? A second demon. Those along with the face tattoos and face piercings and nose ring and everything else, she looks very much like a pincushion that a disturbed child has scribbled all over. So let me offer just two very brief thoughts about this. First of all, it's become increasingly clear that thanks largely to the younger generations, the Internet has become a place primarily for people to whine about their lives. Well, it's primarily a place for porn, as it's turned out, but second is the whining, which is a kind of misery porn. And it's true that there has always been whining on the Internet, just as there's always been porn, unfortunately. But if you go not very far back in time, even just 5 years ago or so, you'll find that it used to be much more common for people to err on the opposite extreme. Like, one of the major criticisms of social media was that people used it to project an unrealistically positive, sort of put together, confident version of themselves. They made their lives seem much better than their lives actually were in real life. And of course, you still hear this criticism sometimes of social media, but it's not as common as it used to be. And that's because increasingly, social media has become a tool for amplifying your complaints and your grievances and your general objections to the realities of life. People are trying to, you know, present themselves as put upon and weak and their lives as pitiable and full of suffering. Well, you know, I think we were better off before. It is healthier to project an unrealistically happy image of your life than an overly dour and negative one. It's healthier for the person posting the content and for everyone else consuming it. Yeah, at least that's aspirational. At least, like, if everyone is putting stuff out that makes their life seems great, it could have an aspirational effect, at least. The instinct to complain to the world about your life is far more toxic than the desire to make the world envious of your life. Neither option is particularly healthy, but the former is significantly worse, I would say. And now the Internet is full of videos like this where a woman, for some reason, has decided to inform millions of people that she can't get a job at TJ Maxx. That's an embarrassing piece of information that we don't need to know and shouldn't know and wouldn't know if you didn't decide to shout it into the digital bullhorn. Second, about the tattoos. You know, I would like to think that I don't need to explain why it's a very bad idea to get tattoos on your face and neck, but that self-destructive practice is becoming more and more common, so apparently I do need to explain it. So I'll just say this. If you're considering going down this road, you should know something. When the rest of us see somebody with tattoos anywhere above the collarbone, we automatically assume that the person who with those tattoos in those places has three things to go along with all the ink. One, daddy issues. Two, a meth habit. And three, at least one STD. In fact, not only do we assume that, but those are the only things we see when we look at you. The tattoo becomes a barrier between you and the rest of society. We can't engage with you or have a conversation without seeing the tattoos. The tattoos scream at us, and we feel burdened by trying to pretend we don't notice them. If you have face tattoos and you're talking to somebody without face tattoos, the only thing that person without the face tattoos wants to do is say to you, okay, hang on a second, why do you have that all over your face? And usually the other person will not say that because they want to be polite, but it takes great effort to prevent themselves from blurting it out. And even when they're looking at you, like they don't even know, like usually you want to look at someone, if someone you want to make eye contact when you're talking to somebody, but you got all this stuff all over your face. So we're just like, we're looking up at all the stuff. Like, what is that? Why did you get that? Why did you get that on your forehead? What was it about that? What does she have on her forehead? It's like a sun or something. You really want, is that design so amazing that you want to have it on your forehead forever? You want it to be the first thing anyone sees when they look at you forever? Really? Is it that great of a design? I've never seen a design that was that amazing. And so, but this is the thought process that we're having while we're talking to you. And it's quite exhausting. And that's why by having those scribbles all over your face and neck, you have made yourself unemployable in most industries. You are even unemployable at TJ Maxx, where they expect you to at least keep your meth habit to yourself. Tattoos in general are a dumb idea. And I say that elephant in the room as somebody with two tattoos myself. And fortunately, my tattoos are on my arms and can easily be covered. I also don't need to cover them because there is no dress code for podcasters. And my tattoos are Christian symbols, not just random designs, so I don't find them embarrassing. I'm actually quite fortunate because way back when I got mine done, back in those bad old days, the big trend for white guys in their early 20s was the tribal armband. Advertising not so much that you smoke meth or grew up fatherless, but rather that you listen to Nickelback, which some would say is even more shameful. And I was smart enough to avoid falling into that trap, at least that much. But even so, you know, here's what I'll say. If I never got any tattoos, I wouldn't go get them now. Like, I wouldn't look at myself now and say, you know what, I really need, I need a tattoo. I need something permanent. I need some design permanently on my body forever. I wouldn't do that because nobody regrets not getting a tattoo. Like, that is nobody's life regret. Lots of people regret getting them. The best you can hope for as you grow older is that you'll sort of be indifferent to your tattoos as you grow older. Perhaps not actively humiliated by them, but also not terribly excited about them. You're not going to wake up every day, look down at your tattoo, and then say, man, thank God I have this on my body. You might say that for like the first few weeks or even months, but think about how you'll feel a decade later or 20 years later. Like the charm wears off. And the point is that nobody's life has ever been improved by having an image permanently drawn on it. Lots of people's lives have been hampered by it, on the other hand. And if that does happen, you only have yourself to blame, just as our friend Ash Putnam, sadly, can only blame herself for her predicament. And that is why she is today, I must say, canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tornadoes tore through Nebraska and Iowa Friday afternoon, with one major tornado in Omaha destroying hundreds of homes. Another round of tornadoes appeared in Des Moines Friday evening. Instead of walking across the South Lawn to and from Marine One by himself, President Biden is now often surrounded by aides. According to Axios, Biden advisors say they're concerned that videos of Biden walking and shuffling alone, especially across the grass, have highlighted his 81 years. A freight train derailment causing transportation problems in the Southwest.
A freight train derailment and fire has forced the closure of key east-west Interstate 40 near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. No injuries were immediately reported Friday following the midday train wreck east of Hauk, Arizona. BNSF Railway spokesperson Lena Kent confirmed the derailment and said there were no injuries to the crew. New Mexico State Police and the Arizona Department of Public Safety closed Interstate 40 in both directions with no estimated time for the road to reopen. New Mexico State Police say the train was hauling gasoline and propane, which caught fire. Keith Peters reported.
Consumer prices going up.
Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month, says the government. Compared to a year earlier, prices were up 2.7% in March. Why? Well, more expensive gas and higher prices for restaurant meals, health care, auto repairs, and insurance, among other things. Prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities are still about 20 to 30% higher than they were 4 years ago, in the pandemic year of 2020. Average pay has also risen since then, but many Americans feel they earn those larger paychecks, only to have the higher prices undercut the gain. I'm Rita Foley.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Yeah. Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, We provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-985-9222. That's 888-985-9222. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-985-9222 now.
The British government, the British Columbia government, making changes to its drug decriminalization policy to stop drug use in public places.
Premier David Eby is asking the federal government to make illicit drug use illegal in all public places, including inside hospitals, on transit, and in parks. Eby said the government still believes addiction is a health issue, not a criminal laws issue. Possession of small amounts of opioids, cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA, also called ecstasy, was decriminalized in B.C. last January after the federal government issued an exemption to the province to try to stem the overdose death toll. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
President Biden, the first sitting president to be interviewed by Howard Stern. He made a surprise appearance on the Stern Show Friday morning, with the interview being announced just minutes before it happened. Stern previously interviewed former President Trump multiple times before he became president. He also sat down with Hillary Clinton in 2019. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle-building supplements to minors in New York.
The first in the nation law went into effect this week. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements has resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients like steroids, putting kids at risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the market, but it doesn't test products before they're sold. New York's law allows the state to fine businesses who sell kids the diet pills. John Scott reporting.
Federal appeals court rules that New York can move ahead with a law requiring internet service providers to offer heavily discounted rates to low-income residents. The decision from the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan Friday reverses a lower court ruling from 2021 that blocked the policy days before it went into effect. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for everyone. every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of the North State with no more homeless pets.
...fies everything the Democrat Party stands for today. I like to say they have no sense of irony because I noticed long ago that they have no sense of irony. It's almost a genetic trait. Extraordinary, these people. But he, who goes by she and they, is claiming that Jews have no right to live because they're Hitler. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Hitler said the Jews have no right to live, and you're saying the Jews have no right to live, and then you're calling them Nazis. And it's a kind of a, to say that these people are mentally and psychologically and emotionally twisted would be impolite to people that are just emotionally, psychologically twisted. They're gender dysphoria, gender confusion. Oh, speaking of which, you see I only mentioned it yesterday. I didn't really get to it, but the drag queen, who's a big guy, could afford to lose a bunch of pounds, and puts on makeup like a clown show and wears a big red wig and dresses like a lady. And then Democrats in Massachusetts, Gesundheit, invite this drag queen in to be with the kids, naturally. And then the parents leave and they lock the doors and they go away. And I just made up the last part, but might as well. And the drag queen is teaching the kids that they're drag queens that hate the Jews. They literally, this man dressed like a woman with lots of clown makeup and a big ridiculous red wig and women's clothes, pretending to be a woman and doing a very poor job of it, I might add, screaming at the kids. It's just, wait till you hear this stuff. It's crazy. If you're a drag queen and you know it, hate the Jews. If you're a drag queen and you know it, hate the Jews. If you're a drag queen and you know it, hate the Jews. And they've got the little kids in the room chanting, I'm a drag queen and it's free Palestine, free Palestine. Now, I got a thing or two to say about this free Palestine, because you may know how I feel about this. And I've got a four-letter word that begins with F that comes before Palestine, but it's not free. And I think that should be the graffiti all over the city, F Palestine, because it's run by a gang of terrorists who are genocidal racists and they're medieval cultists, and they would murder the whole world, except for Muslims, of course, if they were given the chance. Just extraordinary stuff. But let me share with you a thing or two, because I was talking to my best girl last night. We were taking a little news. She's taking in some news. I'm taking in some news. We're both taking in some news. And you got these mental cases at George Washington University now in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. It's named for George Washington, who they want to erase because he's white. Well, he was white. He's no longer living. And the a white guy, one of the greatest figures in the history of humankind, one of the most important human beings in the history of humanity. But never mind that. George Washington University. They were told to be out of their encampments with all their matching tents from coast to coast, that the news media is so incurious, and they don't notice anything. The news media, they're not They're not curious people. They're not intelligent people. They're not serious people. They're not respectable people. And they don't cover the news. They cover it up because they've been so corrupted by the Democratic Party. Let's boil it down. The corruption in the news media is Democrat Party. The corruption on college campuses is the Democrat Party. The corruption of gender roles is Democrat Party. The big, grotesque transgender, what is not a transgender, a drag queen, teaching the children in chants. They got this whole chant thing going all the time, like Monty Python. If you're a drag queen and you know it, that's the Democrat Party. The burning of police cars and police stations, the Democrat Party. The looting of your local CVS is the Democrat Party. The shootings in schools, Democrat Party. Oh, guns. No, the problem is not our guns, it's your sons. But at George Washington University, the pro-terrorist, pro-genocide lunatics were told to be out of their encampment, which looks just like every other encampment across the country, with the same tents, the same chants, the same mental illnesses, the same sexual dysfunction. Remember when they had Occupy Wall Street was all over the place, and they had to set up rape tents because there were so many sexual assaults taking place at the Occupy Wall Street gatherings that they had to set up tents, like medical tents, or like MASH units for all the mostly but not entirely women that were being sexually assaulted by the Democrats. But setting that aside, they were told at George Washington University to be out of there by 7 o'clock last night. I was watching the local news at 7 o'clock this morning. Actually, it was at 6 o'clock this morning. No, it was at 7 o'clock this morning. And the local news was there on campus at GW with all the lunatic white privilege. Isn't George Washington the most expensive university in the country? I saw students at Columbia University that said they were paying close to $90,000 a year. But GW has the reputation for being the most expensive. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. A lot of people lie about a lot of things these days. That's why you come here, because this is a lie-free zone. But let me just get to this free Gaza, free Palestine stuff. Free Gaza, free Palestine. Because that's, they love chanting, and they love pretending they rhyme, and they love the call and response stuff. You know, they chant free Palestine, they chant free Gaza. And I've got news for them. Gaza is free. I got great news. It's great news for you. Gaza is free. And, you know, Palestine, there's no country called Palestine. And, by the way, there's never been a country called Palestine. And let me go further and say it's extremely likely there will never be a country called Palestine. But Palestine, as you idiots describe it, is free. It's so free. Israel pulled out of the Gaza years ago and turned it over to the so-called Palestinian people, and that's not a separate ethnic group, by the way. But when Israel pulled out of Gaza, they said, okay, here you go. You've got an area now more than twice the size of Washington, D.C., and you've got more than 25 miles of Mediterranean seafront property. All right? September of 2005, Israel withdrew from the entire Gaza Strip, turned it over to the Arabs, to the people that call themselves Palestinians, even though they're not ethnically different than Jordanians or Syrians. But never mind that. The Lebanese are a bit different in some ways. But the Israelis pulled out in 2005, and at that point, Gaza became free. And you know what they did? They had an election, because the Israelis said, well, we're going to pull out, and we want you to try to impersonate civilized people. It hasn't worked out. It's been a tragic disappointment. They said, so let's have elections. And they had elections, and they elected terrorists to be their leaders. And then, unsurprisingly, the terrorists said, okay, no more elections, because now we're in charge. They're like Democrats. You can see why Democrats see eye to eye with them. It's another thing they have in common. But let me just say this. The chance of free Gaza, the Gaza and the West Bank are by far the most free patches of sand in the entire Arab world. And arguably the Middle East. Who is freer than the people of Gaza in the entire Arab world, in the entire Middle East? Who has elections to elect their own leaders? In Egypt, they have elections, but they're, you know, they're roundly condemned as having been corrupted. They're not as bad as our elections, I think, in Egypt. All right, they may be worse than our elections, but probably not a lot. Now, the reality is that the Gaza was given their freedom by the terrible Jews, by Israel, in 2005. And when Israel pulled out, they left these troglodytes, these bloodthirsty troglodytes, with more than 25 miles of beautiful Mediterranean seafront property, beach property in Israel. They also have beachfront, Mediterranean seafront property. And there are beautiful beaches. I've been there. My best girl and I hang out on beach chairs with umbrellas, and you have cocktails brought to you, and you go swimming, and there are no sharks, really, almost no sharks. And it's great. It's a great place to be. And the way they face toward the sunset, which is perfect. That's where everybody wants their beachfront property to be, right? And Israel gifted them that. They gifted them freedom. They gifted them democracy. They gifted them 25 miles of Mediterranean beaches. They gifted them elections and allowed them to elect their own leaders. And tragically, they elected terrorists, bloodthirsty, bearded ghouls that smell bad from a distance. And they put those people in charge, and those people are animals. I apologize to animals. Those people are savages. And so they got what they voted for. And the savages said, well, we're in charge now, no more elections, just like Democrats. But this free, free Palestine, pull out a map. These people don't even know how to find Israel on a map. When they chant from the river to the sea, they literally don't know what river they're talking about, and they don't know what sea they're talking about, which makes you profoundly ignorant in a childlike way. But the Gaza and the West Bank are by far the most free patches of sand in the entire Arab world, and that is all thanks to Israel. Israel has ushered in the 21st century to this otherwise backward gang of genocidal, bloodthirsty ghouls. And the idiots in the United States at Ivy League college campuses and at George Washington University and from coast to coast at USC and where was they were having a, what was it, Oregon or Washington yesterday, they were having a free, free Palestine rally, and they had to cancel it because the participants all agreed that the gathering was too white. Too many white people here. Listen to them. They're in tunnels. They're completely insane. So good news, idiot protesters. Palestine is free. Gaza is free. They are the freest patches of sand in the entire Arab world. Thanks to the Jews. Thanks to Israel. You're welcome. So congratulations. You've been victorious. Palestine is free. Gaza is free. The West Bank is fine. My best girl and I driving around the West Bank, and it's wonderful till you get to these Arab enclaves, like Bethlehem, for example, where you're not welcome to go because they might murder you, dismember you, and hang your body parts from trees and streetlights, like they do to gay people. The best group is the Queers for Palestine. I'll charter a whole plane to move you guys there. You just have to move into Gaza for really just a week. That's all. That's as long as you'd be likely to live before you were murdered. But never mind that. Also, I've got a great plan for President Trump. You know the gag order? I've figured out the best way for President Trump to get around the gag order. It is, I must say, it's, I don't want to say genius. All right, it's genius. Where do you hear my plan for President Trump to get around the gag order?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month switching to MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making a switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. And that's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America. Or text America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-507-0466 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. That's 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. Again, 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino.
Former CI officer Jason Hansen here, inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. As a former CI officer, I protected my country and family from threats for decades. Now I recommend that all Americans guard their financial security from threats to the U.S. dollar. During this exclusive summit, you'll get top strategies for safeguarding your wealth and creating a bulletproof financial plan. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register for free. Again, 800-741-G-O-L-D right now.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
share with you my idea for President Trump getting around the gag order, lickety-split. First, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Mike, who just dropped off the line the moment we went to go to Mike. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Hagerstown, Maryland. Jeff, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. So I'm off on Fridays, so I'm able to stay up a little bit later at night, and I caught the show on Newsmax last night, and the one about the American flag on the baseball pitcher's glove, I found with the panel that you had very entertaining. I thought that was a real good segment, but you really got me good at the end of the game when the umpire went out on the streets and started chanting all the pro Hamas stuff.
So, right. Yeah, the umpire. Yeah, a Chicago Cubs pitcher got in trouble because he has a small American flag patch on his mitt, on his baseball glove, and he was told to change the glove because the white on the tiny American flag might distract the batters. And I said, well, you know, the umpire made the call, very strict enforcer of the rules. I said, but it was bothersome after the game when he went out and was chanting "Free, Free Palestine" outside the ballpark. I made that up.
Yeah. That's the best part of it when you bring us all back down to earth a little bit, or some people that might get triggered back down to earth a little bit when you come up with just made that up. One more thing before you let me go, Chris.
Yes, sir.
What year was your Lincoln Town Car?
97.
You had a 97. That's the best era from what I understand. And I've got a 2005 Signature Limited with 315,000 miles on it. Still.
Holy cannoli. That's a Lincoln townhouse.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th. 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tech, a sound man or a sound woman, and they'd have what you call a shotgun mic. It's not really a firearm. It's just kind of long and cylindrical. And a shotgun mic, and you'd put that on the end of a fish pole. That's a telescoping aluminum device that would allow you to stick the directional shotgun mic somewhere close to the subject that you're making video of. But they don't bring in a mic stand and put a microphone on it. Run, I talked about this yesterday, run a cable to what they call a mult box, where you have multiple inputs that go to the microphone so all the various news cameras can plug their audio in and get a clean feed of that. But they don't do that there. And they've been doing this day after day after day. And we've the news media has gone backward technologically and emotionally and sexually and in terms of legitimacy. But never mind that. Why there's no microphone at this position, they know it's going to happen every day. They've been doing this for decades now, and somehow they can't get a microphone to where a microphone ought to be, and I find that amazing. But let me share with you the idea. My best girl and I were, we're at home, we're having fun. We went out for a little bit last night, then we came home and had pasta at home, and it was great. And we came up, and I think that the seed for the idea was my best girl's. And here's the idea for President Trump to get around the gag orders. These gag orders that they have imposed on President Trump, they restrict his ability to speak freely, his First Amendment right, to talk about witnesses and lawyers that are persecuting him, including one that left Biden's Justice Department, took a big demotion to go get Trump in New York. And so the amazing gag order on a former president of the United States, who is also a current candidate for president of the United States, and they impose a gag order on him, he can't talk, and they're threatening to fine him $1,000 per violation. And they say that he violated the gag order, 10 times or 12 times or something. So and they're threatening to put him in jail for violating the gag order, which wouldn't normally happen, but never mind that.
They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
And the gag order, and then they're, threatening, you're going to put him in jail. They're going to fine him thousands and thousands of dollars every time he talks about. And the New York Times today, prosecutors say Trump keeps breaking gag order with four new violations. The New York Times. The judge in his criminal case is already considering whether to punish the former president. He's a Democrat activist, a Joe Biden donor. His daughter is a left-wing political activist involved with left-wing political organizations. The household is a hotbed of anti-Trumpism. And the judge in the criminal case is considering whether to punish the president for statements about jurors and witnesses in the case. Now, we know that President Trump wants to say a lot of things about a lot of things, but he's got a gag order. So how does he deal with the gag order? Well, here's my plan for the gag order. Now, the New York Times says prosecutors on Thursday accused former President Donald J. Trump of violating a gag order in four additional times, saying that he continues to defy the judge's directions not to attack witnesses, prosecutors, and jurors in his hush money trial. And he's doing what the order tells him not to do, said Christopher Conroy, a prosecutor for the Manhattan District Attorney. And the violations were Mr. Trump whispered to his lawyer, Todd Blanch, and frowned when they cited the violations. And should he be happy about it? If he smiled, would that be better? Would you like that better? After they spoke, Mr. Blanch rubbed his face several times. That's great detail. Thank you, New York Times. He rubbed his face several times. Now, here's my plan, because I think this would work, and it'd be a great campaign moment. He could take this and turn it into a great campaign moment. To get around the gag order and to mock the judge and the gaggers, I think you call the people who impose the gag order the gaggers, right? And to mock the gaggers and get around the gag order, Trump should hire and bring in a Trump impersonator, a skilled Trump, and there are many skilled Trump impersonators, and comedians that do funny impersonations of Trump. Some of them are adoring, some of them are just mocking, but find somebody who likes President Trump, presumably, and does a great Trump impersonation, and looks like Donald Trump, does the hair and makes the faces and stuff, right? And Donald Trump hires a Trump impersonator, who is a comedian, probably, because most of them are comedians, to stand next to him. He can step outside the courthouse where that Bernie Sanders guy self-immolated last week and come up to the mics, and here's Donald Trump. And standing next to him is a Trump impersonator with the hair and the blue suit and the red tie, doing his Trump impersonation. And the Trump impersonator reads from a script everything that Trump would say that the gag order prevents him from saying. And Trump stands next to him making faces and gesticulating with his hands when the guy says what Trump would say, reading from the script, doing the Trump impersonation. It'd be like a Saturday Night Live skit, but funny. And the left would go crazy. It might lead to more self-immolations, which would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Because the Democrats, now they're up to 4 self-immolations in the last 2 years. 2 years and 1 week. Start the clock at Earth Day 2 years ago, when the first Democrat self-immolated at the Supreme Court on Earth Day, because he was upset about people putting smoke in the air. So naturally, he self-immolated, and he turned himself into smoke in the air. But never mind that. And then a woman, who you can't find any information about, wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag and self-immolated at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta. Then a man came here who was an Air Force guy and self-immolated at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. And then this Bernie Sanders guy self-immolated outside the courthouse in New York. Was that only a week ago today?
That's weird.
Because, and the news media just dropped that like it was a burning bag of self-immolating Democrat flesh. Amazing stuff. But the this would be a great political stunt. And it would be a political stunt. And that's okay. A great political stunt by President Trump to get a great, funny Trump impersonator comedian to stand next to him outside the courthouse and read everything that President Trump wants to say that the gag order prevents him from saying, while President Trump stands next to him, silent, and just makes faces and nods and makes hand gestures, as President Trump is fond of doing. And it would be a great, and you announce ahead of time that you're going to do this so that the news media can already be angry with you when they get there. And the news media would be furious, wouldn't they? They'd be absolutely furious. It'd be great. So that's my plan. Get around the gag order by hiring a Trump impersonating comedian to stand next to him and read a script. Everything that Trump would like to say about the people that he's gagged, that he's prevented from talking about, and say things about the judge. But it's not Trump. Then what do they do? They'd have to try to find some legal device to attack him for that. And it would be it'd be great. Just great. So we got that. And that was I don't take very many notes, but sometimes I take notes. And I did take a note on that. I took a note on that last night because as struck me as being fun, my best girl and I, and I think it was my best girl's idea, get an impersonator. Fun stuff. Yeah, and also, yeah, my best girl and I, we're hanging out last night. They're chanting "Free, Free Palestine," and I said, "You know, when I was in college, to the extent that I was, you know, at Santa Barbara City College in Santa Barbara, California, when we chanted for free stuff, we chanted for free beer. What we wanted was for, you know, free, free beer. And sometimes you go to parties. It's like Delta House, you know, in Animal House, where they had the Delta House party, and they had free beer. Don't cost nothing. And what we chanted for was free beer, maybe free pizza. We wanted free pizza, too, because didn't have a lot of money. Didn't have a lot of beer. So we wanted free beer, and we wanted free pizza. These people want free Palestine, and Palestine's already free. It's the freest beep hole in the entire beep hole region that is the Middle East. And the reason that the place that these people call Palestine is free, is because Israel is the freest, most liberal country in that entire region of the world by far. And when Israel in 2005 pulled out of Gaza, they freed the so-called Palestinians. Viva, viva, Palestina. They got the illegal aliens from coming across our border illegally chanting for a viva, viva Palestina. Honestly, maybe it's time for attack helicopters, A-10 Warthogs, for some close air support on the ground over here, as they say, on the ground. Just amazing stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah, Palestine is free. It's the freest Arab sand, dirt, anywhere in the world, other than Arabs that move here and Muslims that move here, and they move to Michigan and create pockets where they want to wipe out Israel. You should all be deported. You should leave the country. If you're not, really, you're not, I can see you're not happy here. You should just leave. Get out. That's the thing. Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's grab a phone call before we go to break. So the Trump impersonator, and remember, Palestine is already free, thanks to Israel. Problem is, this is what they've done with their freedom, because they're savages. Let's go to Chris, calling from Marshall, Virginia. Chris, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, sir. As always, from the front line of the heartland, I know you're very meticulous with your words, so I wanted to give you a suggestion. We learned in East Palestine, Ohio, that these people are not self-immolating. They're performing controlled burns.
Well, they have been thus far controlled burns. You're right. They haven't done it at a gas station or in a field. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Since it's elective, since they're choosing to do it, then that designates it as a controlled burn.
And it is an elective. They should offer this as an elective at campuses across America. Don't you
I'm
think?
Only going to show you this once.
Yeah. Watch closely, because this happens only once. You know, they had four of them now. I believe six Buddhist monks self-immolated during the course of the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, four Democrats have self-immolated. We've had a lot of suicide attacks, too. Democrat murdering suicide attacks against the police. In Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans, suicide attack, Democrat. New York City, Officers Ramos and Liu, suicide attack, Democrat Party. Dallas, Texas, Black Lives Matter rally, murdered 9 police officers, suicide attack. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, suicide attack against the police. How many police did he murder? 6, I believe, murdered in that suicide attack. And now they're self-immolating. Where do you hear the audio I have for you today? I'm beginning to be concerned that a lot of these people are crazy.
Qualifications. Rape, murder, arson, and rape. You said rape twice.
I like rape.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh, honey, it's
It's our favorite leak filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leak filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leak filter's policies. Everyone who calls leak filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leak filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leafilter.com/WWO to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, okay, but you must be starving. You worked so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leafilter.com/WWO and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month switching to MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. And that's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Former CI officer Jason Hansen here, inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. As a former CI officer, I protected my country and family from threats for decades. Now I recommend that all Americans guard their financial security from threats to the U.S. dollar. During this exclusive summit, you'll get top strategies for safeguarding your wealth and creating a bulletproof financial plan. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register for free. Again, 800-741-G-O-L-D right now.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
correction to make. It's a little embarrassing. I have to take credit away from my best girl for the great idea on the Trump impersonator comedian to come out and violate the gag order. Because it was my friend Brian that texted me last night, actually, and sitting around on the couch with my best girl. And this morning I started telling the story. I'm like, yeah, my best girl. No, it was my friend Brian. Brian texted me last night. Said, and it was his idea. It was his idea. Said, get a Trump impersonator to come in and stand behind him and smile, make faces. So Brian gets credit for that. My apologies. High five to Brian. Beers for you, Brian. Because it's a great idea to have a Trump impersonating comedian come in and violate the gag order while Trump stands next to him and makes faces and hand gestures. So thanks, Brian, and sorry about that. It was a gaffe, unintentional. My Joe Biden moment for the day. Isn't that remarkable? All right, let's take another phone call. And then I've got President Trump. Today is Melania Trump's birthday. Today is Melania Trump's birthday. President Trump came out in the courthouse. He can't be with her in Florida at Mar-a-Lago at their beautiful, amazing home worth $500 billion. But the New York court said it was worth $19 million. The parking spaces are worth more than that. They lie about everything. And I've run out the clock. Look, I do this all the time. President Trump at the courthouse came out of the courtroom today and wanted to make note of the fact that it's Melania's birthday.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse for a rig trial. It's a rig trial. Terrible. But we're doing very well in this rig trial, and everybody knows it.
For a rigged trial, and they still don't have a microphone. I should go up there. I used to be a television news producer. I could help them with that whole microphone conundrum. See, you set up a mic stand and you put a microphone on it and then you run a cable, idiots.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.